Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hi there. What a Monday already, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's good. Mm-hmm. Good old Monday.
Mm-hmm.
A little out of whack.
Little technical difficulties this morning in the building, but...
Yep.
Oh, technical difficulties.
Yeah, none of this stuff working.
The internet was down for a while. There was
kind of fixed now, but
a bunch of issues. But
we're here and we're doing it.
Yeah, that's right. At least we're doing it.
Doing this.
We're
thing.
Doing it. We're doing it. We're doing it.
No,
right.
No, I'm not here much longer. I'm going home. I'm leaving.
Al's stressed already.
Yeah, he is.
Al's had 2 days already, basically.
Yeah.
Enough work for 2 days.
But anyways, hope you're doing well. Hope your Monday is going a little better than the Monday around here. I saw this over the weekend, and I just thought, I'm sure it was removed because of how many people it injured horribly.
Okay.
They used to have an option in cars in the 50s where you could get a built-in coffee maker.
What models had that?
The ones that killed people and burned them.
Never heard
actually,
of it.
Didn't really kill them, just burned them so badly. It's got to be
there
the high
is.
End, right?
There it is there.
Good.
Oh, no.
This is a driver showing off his new dashboard coffee maker fixed upon the dashboard of his vehicle. According to the designer,
hilarious.
The machine will hold enough water for 3 cups of coffee. It can also be used to prepare soups and to boil eggs. You can also heat water for washing or shaving. So it's boiling water right by your leg as you're driving a car.
People really didn't care about safety at all.
No, they didn't.
Back then.
You like, had
there was no seatbelts.
Yeah. Zero logic.
This guy's in his car making a cup of coffee.
You could get bombed. You were allowed to drink and drive. You were.
There were no laws against it.
Mm.
But that has
it
to be.
It was a wild time.
Yeah, it was. Who boils eggs on their way to work?
A maniac.
Yeah. I mean, we have talked about some of the crazy foods people make or eat in their car.
Yeah. I mean, I know that out of all of us, Dave, you are the one person that if they came up with something for your dashboard, that could just
in.
Do something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what that something is, but if there was like... If there's one of us that's going to fall for it, it's Dave.
Well, no, I'm not putting boiling water next to me in my car.
I'm not saying this, but it's like something like an attachment machine.
Yes,
something.
You might take one of those.
Maybe. As long as it couldn't injure me.
Right.
If they put the water next to your gas tank.
Yeah.
I don't even think they had windshield wipers yet, and they were trying to make coffee.
I mean, that's a valid point.
Oh, what a bad time to drive.
Yeah.
Or amazing.
I think about like those first cars that were on the road and how they had they didn't have any sort of shocks or anything. And they didn't have seat belts.
There was no.
These people were zipping around at like 70 miles an hour with their whole families bouncing around.
Right. And there was no traffic signals or anything.
It was just like, here's a four-way.
It was like, who wants to go first? There was no rules. You just gunned it.
I think it would have been fun.
Oh, no. So many people died.
I think it was a bloodbath.
Yeah, so many people died.
I think it was a bloodbath.
Most accidents these days are caused by other drivers. So if there's not as many drivers on the roads...
It would have been terrible, Dave.
Okay,
the problem is there was a lot of people still with like horses and like buggies.
Yes.
And everyone was trying to do car stuff at the same time as, you know, horse and buggy stuff. That's a disaster waiting to happen.
I guess. Boiling water next to your legs, probably not the best idea.
Not smart.
But I wonder there must have been some bad accident to make people go, okay, we shouldn't have this in cars
How many
anymore.
People do you think got burned by road rage incidents with that hot boiling water on the dash?
Nice little weapon.
Yeah,
you have.
You know, you get cut off and you catch up to them with the red light. And
oh, my God.
Throw your eggs at them.
Yeah.
Your boiled eggs.
Yeah, I was just thinking scalding hot water.
We had people that said that they had waffle makers in their car and they made waffles on the way to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which to me seems like an incredibly intricate.
Why would you do that?
They wanted fresh hot waffles, Andy.
I mean, you know, we all could. We all have like plugs in our car. Like I know I have like what is your normal plug. I don't know how powerful a device I can hook up to it.
I think it would probably do a waffle maker.
Yeah, I think it would.
Because there was something I plugged into it, and it did not work.
Oh, really?
God, what the heck was it?
I never tried that plug.
Yeah, I tried the plug. I needed the plug, like, the other day.
Your dildo? What were you plugging in?
I was going to say, you shouldn't be plugging in the motorized fleshlight in the park, Chuck.
No, it was a little heater that I wanted to use in my garage or whatever, and I had all I don't have many plugs in my garage, and so the plugs were doing their job, and I was like, oh, well, I'll just plug it into that and see if it even works. It does not work. It would not power
heater
it.
Would probably
That's
be
what I mean,
too
it was too much, right?
Yeah.
So it's like...
But I mean, like a little appliance, like a toaster or a waffle
I think
maker.
A toaster it might be able to handle.
I
get worried about like a grill, you know, setting up the old grill on my passenger seat might be a little hard.
Sure. I understand
but,
that.
But I mean, maybe we can find its maximum.
Let's do, why don't you do a daily test?
Yeah. I'll let you know what works. What works?
What works in Chuck's
will
car?
Will it work?
But don't get a in dashboard coffee maker.
You can tell that the top is just sitting on it.
Yep.
And I'm sure that thing flipped off at every large bump.
Spilling on. Yeah. Scalding water.
Yep.
On people. Not
in fact, now that I think about it, it was probably not big accidents. It was just how many times you got burnt over something so stupid, like a tiny little bump.
Right.
And then all of a sudden the top came off and burned your knee. Everyone was like, forget that. What are we doing?
Yeah.
You know?
We can't do dashboard coffee makers.
Yeah.
Someone said, I run a microwave in my work van.
That's weird.
That is powerful.
That is powerful.
That's really powerful. It's more powerful than a heater.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of sweet system he has.
Van, yeah.
Or what kind of a cheap microwave is running.
That too. Could be one of those little ones.
One of those ones that just leaks radiation.
That's the other thing we've seen. People that put in window air conditioners.
Yes, oh, right. That's a Detroit thing. Yeah.
Minivans, right? They don't have air conditioning, so they buy a window unit.
Yeah, and they have enough power.
And they hook it up to their car to make it work.
Yeah. It must be able to power some stuff.
Your Jeep was running, by the way, right?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Everyone's making sure of that.
Mm-hmm.
So they
just wouldn't do it. It kept breaking the fuse or whatever is inside of it.
Yeah, it depends on, some of them are all different watts, I guess, so it all depends on that. Well, we turn to the calendar again. It is May, and some stuff to look forward to this month.
Chuck's birthday
is coming up. Just before, or just after that, if pomp and circumstance are you think, the coronation of King Charles is coming up this Saturday.
That's what I'm really excited about. Yeah, that's what I'm really excited about.
Made sure he had no plans all day Saturday.
I cleared the whole schedule.
He's getting up at like 4 a.m.
Yeah. Kill the king!
Charles, of course, has been king since Queen Elizabeth passed away in September, but this is the official crowning ceremony. So I know my mom will be, and all of her family will be watching it intently. In sports, the NBA and the NHL playoffs are happening all month. The Kentucky Derby is this Saturday. The PGA Championship starts May 18th. The French Open starts on the 22nd. And the Indy 500 is coming up at the end of the month, May 28th. In movies, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 opens wide this Friday. We'll tell you how the reviews are looking coming up next hour. Also, the 10th Fast and Furious movie, which Andy's already in line for.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
He's
got his tickets. Yeah.
I'll see you there, Andy.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about that
film.
Yeah.
You are.
He got a whole row.
Yeah. Just for himself.
Yeah. He doesn't want anyone to distract him.
Fast X hits theaters on the 19th, and Disney's live action remake of The Little Mermaid arrives May 26th. James got a whole row for that.
Yeah.
My God.
Little Mermaid.
Super. Yeah.
Under the sea.
Yeah.
Under the sea.
It was all the tunes.
Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Under the sea.
They've changed up the lyrics, though, to make it more politically correct somehow. Oh.
So now we're not under the sea anymore?
I know. I mean, you may still be under the sea, but I don't know what that means. That's what they...
I mean, I don't know the song well enough to be able to pick out, like, what we've woke removed. Yeah,
I'm sure it'll piss a lot of people off.
Yeah.
They're doing some bad things with Caribbean culture. I don't know.
That's what I wondered, too.
On TV, the MTV Movie and TV Awards come up May 7th. America's Got Talent returns May 30th. Arnold Schwarzenegger's first ever TV series, the Netflix spy comedy FUBAR, lands May 25th. It's the first time he's ever done television.
Yeah, we'll see if he can carry a show, I guess. You know?
sure Netflix handed him a crap load of money to do that.
Yep.
And finally, the holidays, the big ones. Cinco de Mayo is this weekend. Mother's Day on the 14th. Memorial Day on the 29th. There is also Star Wars Day, which is Chuck's birthday, May the 4th. National Eat What You Want Day is May 11th. National Mimosa Day is May 16th. And National Hamburger Day is May 28th.
Man, I can't celebrate the Eat What You Want Day. I really can't. Because if I do it one time...
It'll be National Eat What You Want Month.
Year.
National Eat
What You Want. Just
nonstop. Like, I can't just give in. I can't live the Chuck the Freak lifestyle and not have it burn me. Mm. You know? It's like you, when you have lived, just eat whatever you want, however much you want, no holds barred, it's tough because your body's like, do it.
Eat it.
You have to figure that
out. Do it again, for God's sakes, you son of a bitch.
You have to figure that out.
Yeah,
at least I know. It's a challenge.
I know.
But if it can be done.
But I do understand the figure it out, and the figure it out is, don't ever do it again.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Don't be able to.
No, no. Like, I already eat really bad stuff.
Okay, good.
You know what I mean? Like, I eat bad stuff, but I can't be that way, where I wake up at 9 a.m., have a blizzard.
Oh my God. Breakfast blizzard?
I'm making it up. But, you know, like, wake up, 25 pancakes.
Breakfast blizzard sounds amazing.
Yeah, it is. And it would be. You know, but just all day long, never stopping, can't. Because I easily could do that. Easily.
I already got the flavor. It's like waffle cone bits with maple syrup.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I'm in.
Maple ice cream.
I need one.
Yep. Yeah.
The best way to start your day.
We just invented a breakfast blizzard.
Yep.
They are not open.
No. No,
time
they're not.
To open up early. Everybody else, thank you.
Oh, my God. They'd open up for like two people.
So we don't pat ourselves on the back around here much, but I think this deserves one. We saved a guy's dick this weekend.
My God. Incredible.
And I didn't have to give it mouth to mouth?
No, you did not at all. We got an email from his lady. She said, longtime listener, when my guy and I were in the middle of doing it, he went to put his dong
somewhere
back in.
Uh-huh.
When we heard a loud pop.
Yikes.
And he screamed out in pain. Right away, we saw lots of blood.
Oh, God. Instantly.
All thanks to your show, I knew immediately we better rush him to the hospital.
Yes, thank you.
That is terrible.
Yes.
What a terrible day.
Can I know it
can
is.
Can I tell you, if there's ever a moment where you see tons of blood coming out of my guy, there shouldn't be any kind of sit down
you
and
should
talk.
Always should, know.
Should
hospital.
We?
Yeah. 911.
My God.
911.
How embarrassing, though.
It doesn't matter.
The worst.
Who cares? It's your dog. It's your dog's life.
Because I do think people will look at the girl like, broken, huh?
Just, yeah, embarrassing
you
for her,
it,
too.
Huh?
Like, I'm putting myself in her position.
Uh-huh. Right.
Jeez, lady, why don't you take it easy on the guy, man?
Yeah.
You snatched it right off his body.
Yeah. Wow.
You got take it easy on the Kegels, okay?
Like, it's easy to talk about.
Yes.
But when you, but I think if you were to, like, terrible. Really, if you think about it, for both parties,
the worst.
Not a good day at
no.
all.
Somebody's skipping leg day and doing extra Kegel exercises, it
terrible
looks
day.
Like.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I think, like, the second it breaks, like, guy-wise, looking at the guy point, like, your day is, that's going to be the worst day of your life.
It's
one of
be
them.
Probably about a terrible month.
Oh, you're right. Yeah,
the
because
healing.
The recovery and everything. But I just know what they have to do to it.
To get it back.
To get it, like, that initial wave of, like, draining it and all. Oh, man. Holy cow.
But she said, it's definitely all thanks to your show that I knew to act immediately. And this was not reverse cowgirl, like you guys said, the deadliest sex position. It was doggy style this time.
Yeah, we know.
The second deadliest of all sex positions.
Just you relax. You relax down there.
She said, please don't say my name if you read this on the show. I didn't.
No.
But hope he's okay.
I wonder if she felt the urge to be like, it was doggy style.
It was all his
it
fault.
It was not reverse cowgirl like you were all thinking.
All his fault.
Yeah. I was not insane.
Totally responsible.
Yeah, he got a little too into it.
easy there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Whoa.
Just point at him.
It is, a horrible situation, but at least you got him the help he needed immediately. And glad we could help you save his wiener.
Yeah. Seconds count, I'm sure.
Seconds do count.
They probably do.
I hope he heals okay.
Yes.
All right. The next message that came to us, email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. This is different. Longtime listener, first time reaching out. I got a question for you guys about my relationship. So here's the deal. We've been together about 2.5 years. We live together. We have a dog. No kids. We're young. 21 and 23 to be exact. She's a delivery driver.
Okay.
And she does the closing shift every night, so she doesn't get home till around 2 in the morning. Last night, when she got home, she decided to wake me up and say she had a personal question and needed my help.
Yikes. That's terrible.
I said, well, what? What is it? She says, earlier today, I put a tampon in and I can't find it.
My lady.
It's lost.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's lost and I can't get it out.
You relax.
She asks me if I can reach up there to try and grab it.
Tongs.
But I feel uncomfortable doing so, and I feel like it could kill the sex drive we have.
Boy. Amateur.
I really don't understand how that happens. It's weird.
Better find your closest friend with sausage fingers. You can reach up there and get it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they've done, Lise. But
my big question to y'all is, do I help her get this thing out? And if so, do I tell her this is too much for me?
Wait a second. You're emailing and you have all this time?
I don't have time to just think about it.
I'll get back to you. Let me email a radio show and ask them what I should do about it.
Sent it on Friday. Uh-oh.
You just hang tight. I don't know yet.
Don't worry. The medical experts that I know will get back to me ASAP.
Exactly. Yeah. He said this was said last night. He's waiting on our response.
Come on.
She's already dead.
She needs to figure it out herself, by the way. I don't understand this.
You can die from this, can you not? If it's legitimately in there and she doesn't remember pulling it out?
Yeah, I suppose so. But I mean, she knows it's in there. Get it out. I mean, I don't know.
Did you put it in backwards so the little stringy got stuck somewhere?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know how you can possibly. I don't think you can put them in backwards. The delivery method is set, you know? It's like a plastic thing, right?
I really don't. Yeah.
None of us know. We shouldn't be talking about this.
No, I know, and I know that it's kind of not easy to do. It's kind of impossible.
I've seen a tampon. I know how it works, too.
It's really ridiculous that this even happens to
people. I've cleaned plenty of used ones up from the gas station parking lot.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I wonder if it's actually even really in there, or if she just
wants a deep exploration.
Like, thinks it's in there. Like, her mind is, she's like, oh, God, like, there's no string, there's no anything, there's nothing here.
She can still figure
where
that
is
out
it?
Herself.
That's what you'd think.
So, his question is, do I help her get it out? If so, how? Or do I tell her this is too much for me and she needs to find someone else to help her? I don't want to ruin our sexual chemistry.
This guy is funny.
Because he's 23.
Yeah, it must be.
Or he's 21. He might be 20. Yeah.
Roll up the sleeves. Get down there, Phil.
Yeah.
You help out your lady.
Let her do it herself.
Go to TGI Fridays.
No, not Fridays.
Get in there.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. Have a nice meal at TGI Fridays.
Yep.
And dig that out of your lady.
Yep. You know, they make these little plastic tongs that you can just get in there.
Oh, poor people. They can't figure it out. They can't figure life out. I don't know.
My guess is he's going to, like, look inside, however he's going to set that whole thing up. And I don't think there's going to be... I think she's forgotten, or I just don't understand how.
This guy says, I did save my fiance from the same exact situation. It definitely was weird. She had it up there for longer than she expected, and I had to do some knuckle deep exploration to save her.
Oh my God.
There's red knuckle in it, huh?
Yeah.
But you do what your lady needs. There's no question here. You do what your lady needs.
That's what I said. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Roll up your sleeves.
Get in there.
Get after it.
Get down there.
Someone said she's a night delivery lady. She probably was banging someone with it.
Oh, God.
That's how it got pounded in deep.
Jeez.
Great. Now we've created a new problem for this poor young man. Poor, poor young man.
Never thought of that, huh? You never thought of that one. Now we will.
She's
as Dave.
On whore.
It's like, oh.
Who is that person that's commenting even? Uh-huh. Late night delivery, huh?
Easy.
Sexual.
Cut and dry case. She got that thing pounded up there.
Yep.
Real whore you're dealing with.
Real whore. She works the late night shift.
Oh. It's like they can't control themselves.
Yeah. Just help her. Okay, dude. I mean, honestly, the fact that you did email us is ridiculous. Like, you got to grow up. You help your lady out when she has something.
I really think that she could probably figure it out on her own if she just, I don't know, thought about it, looked it up, did something.
I think she could figure it out. Make a plan.
Figure it out. I say that about everything in life. Just figure it out.
Yeah.
It can be done.
Some people can't.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe she's got really uncoordinated fingers. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why you need to bring someone else involved, but
because it does. That is a kind of a killer of a, you know.
Yeah. There's nothing worse. Well, the mood is we're not doing it right after. That's for sure. But there's a lot of guys have zero problem with doing anything at that time. So most guys would be like, okay, like this is more about I need to help.
This has happened, Lisa, to an incredible amount of people.
I can't believe it.
According to text message, one couple had to rush to urgent care. He explored, couldn't find it either. They finally, urgent care was able to explore deeper.
Wow. She must have really been with a bigger guy. Pounded it way up there, huh? Late night delivery.
Same thing happened to me. This woman said, I asked my boyfriend to check because I was scared. He inspected, pulled it out of me, not making me feel uncomfortable at all. It made me love him even more. It was her tampon hero.
It's true love.
That's what you should do as a guy. I don't know.
I think so, too.
I just can't imagine asking a guy, yeah, I guess. I just can't even imagine this happening. I can't. I know that hundreds of texts are coming in. It happened to me. But I think a majority of people, it just doesn't happen to.
Yeah. I'd have a welder's mask on.
Yeah,
I mean, I would. I'd be doing it blind. I would. I'd be doing it like a mole because I don't want to see anything.
I agree with you.
I feel like
I go hand exploration, no face exploration.
I don't think I need to look. And even when I get it out, I don't need to see that part.
Yes, I agree.
You might want to take your mask off, Chuck, because you're grabbing the wrong part.
No, I'm not.
An ER nurse says, I've seen these things all the time. A lot of lost tampons and a lot of lost condoms.
Hmm. Actually, you got to put the instructions on there better, I guess.
I guess so.
I don't know what the problem is. I really don't.
People are deploying it super deep.
I've had to have... This lady said she had to have her girlfriend help her because her fingers were too short to reach in. She's a short-fingered lesbian.
Yeah.
And she needed some help.
Mm. She's known as the silver tongue.
Think about, like, if you've ever, like, lost something in a couch or lost something anywhere in, like, a tight space where you're like, you're desperately, I can't quite get it.
Maybe put, like, an Apple
AirTag
on
it. So strange for that to be.
Can,
no, that's a little much. Yeah.
So you know where it is.
Yeah, I'm tracking my girlfriend's tampon.
It's right in her.
Now.
Yeah, there it is.
It's always in the same spot.
Yeah, it's with her.
Lori's in Boston. Hi, Lori.
Oh, I don't have her on. There we go.
Hello. Go ahead, Lori.
This is comical.
Tis.
You said this guy was young.
Sounds like it's possible he's only 21
or 23.
Oh, no wonder why he's freaking out about it. But I mean, really, I've never had this happen to me, but I did have a friend happen, and she ended up having to go to her doctor. I mean, technically, because she couldn't find it, and they found it.
Yeah, so she just figured it out on her own.
If it's that bad.
There you go.
Exactly. I mean, if you can't find it, if you have something wrong with you, what would you do? Go to your doctor.
Exactly.
So, but, I mean, it's more common than I think we think it is.
Yeah. But,
just don't hear about it, I guess.
Yeah, no one talks
about
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously.
No, yeah. You don't.
And obviously his age is playing a lot into it about his, you know, oh, our sex life is going to be ruined because of it and that type of thing. Because I'm 52 and my fiancé, he's helped me with many things over the years that I never would want him to, you know, but he still loves me the same, you know, so
Laurie,
I think that's part of the problem.
Laurie,
he's so young.
If you're willing to answer, what's the most embarrassing thing you've had to ask him to help you with?
When I was constipated.
Get up there! Get up there!
Let the turd! Yank the turd out of there! Get in there!
Break it up!
Laurie, thank you.
And that's what happened.
You're very welcome.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you.
Can we not be skewed by the people that call in and text? Can we just not in what happens in life?
Honey!
It's not.
What's going
normal.
On?
And
what's wrong?
Got a turd stuck again.
Laurie, not again.
Yep, get over here.
Holy hell, let me get my coat hanger.
Get the enema. Get the enema.
The coat hanger.
See, that's where I would be. I'd be like, I suggest you go to your doctor. Like, I'll help you out with a tampon. I won't be too grossed out.
Listen, I was...
I'm not going to help you with your constipation.
I know, but it, I guess it all depends, like, who you're dealing with. Like, I was talking to one of my buddies, and his dad was a farmer. And anything that happened to him, his dad was like, we're not going to the hospital. We're not, like... A brick got thrown at him, cut a huge thing in his head. The dad shaved his head and then built some little butterfly bandages and closed it up. He's like, we're not going to the hospital. Some people are just like that. Like, I think Laurie and her man, they're a couple of we're not going to the hospital
right.
people.
Could still figure that out without going to the hospital.
Oh, they did. They took it to the extreme
ways. Different ways.
Yeah, you heard. They got the coat hanger.
I said I'd do anything for my wife.
Ooh, that's
turd
removal. See, your wife would never.
Yeah, no, my wife would never. You're right. She would never come to me. If she couldn't, if she tried everything she could think of and still couldn't figure it out, she would go to a doctor. She would not come to me for turd removal.
Or she'd be like, Dave, can you go pick up some X-Lax or
something? Yeah,
and that's fine. That kind of stuff. Yes,
get the fruit chew ones.
But
for orange.
To actually physically be a part of that situation,
yeah.
I would not be called upon.
Because you want to talk about, like, ruining stuff.
Well.
That'll do it.
That will do it. For sure.
Especially when Dave just grabbed it as, grabbing that turd!
Grabbing that turd and yanking that turd out of her!
No. I just realized it's so much worse.
I mean, now I know not to ask Dave for help. If I ever am in that situation,
yeah, he's just gonna reach out.
He's just gonna grab you. I'm not going right to out. Do that for anyone in my life.
Yeah. Like, man, can he be gentle?
I think
back
the only
there?
Person you do that for is if you had a little kid that was.
I'm not doing it to my little kid either. Like, I don't need to form their core memory. Is
this yeah, one that's time like therapy for a long time after
to
that?
Go to the bathroom really bad, so my dad grabbed me.
No,
he played so me like a finger puppet.
No. And then, you know, that story gets warped. Yeah, and, all right. Yeah. Jesus on earth.
Next thing you know, the police are at your door.
Anyway, I don't know how we ended up here, but...
Laurie called.
Laurie and the stuck tampon to the turd burglar. And so whatever's going on, try and help your lady the best you can. Ladies, though, also realize there's certain things maybe not the best to ask your guy to help
just
with.
Take care
go
of
your
it.
Doctor.
Go to your doctor. And if you guys are still this morning figuring this out, if you did not help her since last night.
She's still alive.
Get to the doctor. Get her to the doctor.
Because mm-hmm.
that can be really, really dangerous if she still has that up in her.
Yeah.
If you ever want to reach us, you can. Email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Apparently nothing is off bounds here.
No.
On the Dave and Chuck the Freak show. As we continue, we got a check of the news to get to. What dark-sided thing is a Texas man accused of doing on a date? What is a substitute teacher in trouble for giving to students? And which TikTok challenge has left a teen with burns over 76% of his body? Mm. Let's find out.
Sir, news from the underground.
I'm Dave Hunter. It is time now for a check of the news. Crazy story out of Texas where a guy is accused of pausing his date to go kill someone and then coming back and resuming the date.
Oh boy.
As if nothing happened.
Yikes.
It was apparently a fake parking attendant, like a dude that was trying to collect money for parking, but actually wasn't part of the place. The guy left the date, allegedly killed the guy, and then came back to the date.
Hmm.
Here's the story of how this one played out now from NBC
date
News.
Date night at Rodeo Goat in Edo turned deadly when 29-year-old Eric Aguirre and the woman on the date parked in this lot across the street. According to court documents, 46-year-old Elliot Nix, claiming to be a parking attendant, came up to the couple and asked for $40. After paying and walking into the burger restaurant,
there was a waiter who knew that the guy was scamming people for parking, and he advised them, hey, that guy is scamming you for parking.
Employees of this smoke shop then watched Aguirre sprint to his car, grab a pistol, and chase after Nix, shooting him on the side of Chartres Street. He later died at the hospital.
The penal code in Texas and in 49 other states and in most civilized countries doesn't give you any legal basis to shoot and kill someone who ripped you off.
Aguirre returned the gun to his car, then to his date at the restaurant, who didn't know anything happened until police put this picture of the couple out the next day.
She knows that he was upset and he went after the person that allegedly scammed him, but they went to have dinner, and at some point the defendant said he wasn't comfortable at the restaurant and they left.
The date continued hours into the evening, and within 24 hours, two Crime Stoppers tips identified the couple.
She wanted to do the right thing. She wanted to make sure that she came forward and told the police what she knew.
So he didn't cheated? That's,
come forward?
Yeah.
No, she came forward.
Yeah. I guess you just went on a, what is this, like their first date?
It sounds like it.
That's a pretty bad first date.
You're on a first date with the killer. Yeah. He killed while you were on the date.
Yeah, you're in there waiting to eat.
It's like a...
He's killing someone.
It's like a TV show episode, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely is. But
see,
so pissed at that fake parking attendant.
I guess this has happened to us so many times. Like, this has happened to me at least three times where, and it's not even, you're not even being ripped off, but you'll park your car near an event and then a homeless man comes up and is like, $10. And you're like, if I don't give this man $10, he's going to kick my car in. He's going to break the windows and he's going to try and steal whatever's inside.
Happens a lot in some areas.
Yeah.
They almost put that out there like, hey, I'll watch your
car. I'll watch your car. If you don't pay an I'll watch your car guy,
chances are it won't be there when you get back.
Right. Right.
You should have paid me.
Now, $40 is steep, though. Usually it's like $5, I'll watch
five,
your car.
$10.
I'm like, this $5 is worth.
I paid it once. I paid a guy $10 at this restaurant downtown in a shady area. He did the same thing. And he's like, hey, yeah, I'll keep an eye on your car for $10.
Yep.
And he was there. He was like, he had a chair.
He was legitimately maybe watching it.
Yeah, he wasn't. I mean, it was just an empty lot. But he had a little chair, and he would sit there, and if you'd give him $10.
And then if he sees an iPad on your seat, he goes, psh, hey, friend, there's an iPad on
his car. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not my first rodeo. There's no iPad on my seat.
I got to take a break. I can't watch this car, so in about 5 minutes, go steal it.
Yeah. Very possible.
But that guy did not take kindly to it.
No.
Obviously. Not a great thing to go on a rampage in a forklift. A dude in California apparently stole a forklift and then went crazy in it through the streets of Orange County. Here's that story now from KTLA.
I've seen a lot here, but this pretty much takes the cake.
A forklift forcing its way through a fence and attempting to ram cars is not what neighbors had imagined when they heard about a chaotic break-in at a nearby business Tuesday.
I couldn't believe what I saw.
Lacey Harvey captured the mayhem on her salon surveillance video system. She asked us not to show her face on TV.
Takes out the whole gate and...
Coming right at traffic.
Yeah.
Coming right at traffic, and sort of that's the thing that we're shocked about here. This guy, he knows the forklift. He drove it pretty well.
Costa Mesa police say the male suspect stole the forklift from a construction site on Rochester Street and Newport Boulevard just after 7 p.m. the assailant barreling through a fence before hitting surface streets.
We then started getting calls that this suspect was moving along on 19th Street, telling us that this person was trying to ram into people.
Investigators say that with the chain link gate still attached, the thief struck at least one vehicle. He later left the fence in the middle of the road.
That gate created a traffic hazard on the street.
But he wasn't finished and continued toward Pacific Coast Highway.
It was a good distance. I do not believe he traveled fast, but, you know, it's a forklift.
Newport Beach officers soon spotted the suspect rolling along PCH and pulled him over at a fast food restaurant.
It's an unusual one who takes a forklift and drives it down the street.
No points for this grand theft forklift. Just a ticket to jail.
It was very much a holy cow moment, you know.
No injuries reported. That suspect was arrested and booked on multiple charges, including stealing a vehicle, burglary, and felony vandalism. For Live in Costa Mesa, I'm John Finolio, KTLA 5 News.
I'm going to just say it. They put Rampage in there. And they probably shouldn't have put Rampage in there. That's not Rampage. You want to see a forklift Rampage? Give me a forklift. Like, I'll show you how to do a forklift. He didn't lift anyone's car and flip it. That's a Rampage. You got to be stabbing cars with the forks.
One car may have been
slightly damaged by a fence that was stuck to you. That doesn't even count.
That's not a Rampage.
Yeah. Boo. He went to Mickey D's and parked in the handicap spots. That was his, like, the worst thing he did.
Yeah, you're right. Rampage. Misuse of the word Rampage.
Yeah, really was.
Really upset the handicap man who wanted a Big Mac.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't park there.
Speaking of people getting upset by fast food, in Worcester, Mass., some people didn't get jalapenos on their chicken sandwich at Popeyes.
Take out the guns.
They pretty much destroyed the place.
Oh, no.
It's all it takes, right? Here's that story now from WBZ-TV.
It's a chicken.
The Park Avenue Popeyes in Worcester shut down Saturday night. Employees posting closed signs on their drive-thru speaker and locking the doors.
I don't think they should deal with that. You know, it's unacceptable. And, you know, we appreciate our workers putting in their work every day, you know? They have a lot of patience.
Employees tell WBZ two people broke registers, threatened staff, and smashed windows over a chicken sandwich without jalapenos.
That's unfortunate, man. We shouldn't be acting all barbaric and stuff, you know?
Worcester police confirming they're looking for two suspects. Employees say they've handed over the violent surveillance video to investigators, hoping the attackers are caught.
I'm kind of surprised that somebody would go through that and inside a business. I mean, it seems less and less respect for everybody now.
The angry customers' rage stemming from the unfulfilled order, shocking loyal customers.
It's a little unnerving.
John Joyce hoping to have Popeyes for his birthday dinner.
Oh. It's too bad because now I got to go look for supper somewhere else.
Room. Joyce concerned for employees, hoping the assailants don't come back.
Just because they don't get their way and they don't like it, it's just not acceptable, and I'm sorry for the owners that they closed.
In Worcester, Laura Heathley, WBZ News.
Today, some local young women were...
Stop it.
I have a new nickname for Chuck when we are playing ball torture games.
Oh!
He's the ball... Ball Barrick.
Yeah.
Ball Barrick!
Yeah.
Ball Barrick, get in here and torture these!
Ball Barrick! Ball Barrick!
Just a little slip. A little slip on the news.
Yeah.
But that's all it takes now. Just no jalapenos on your chicken sandwich, which I didn't even realize you could get on your chicken sandwich. But.
Yeah, that guy was not expecting a news interview when he pulled into that drive-through.
Just a birthday dinner.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But even the young kid, he was like not. He's like, oh man,
it's all like blazed out.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, man. Why you gotta be all?
You just say no to the news.
You just say no.
You can say no to the news.
You can.
Here's one thing if you don't know much about Detroit. People are tough.
Mm-hmm.
And if you piss off a paramedic, they will just punch you square in the
face. Wow, that's like life-saving and taking.
This happened actually in Macomb County. An investigation has been launched after a paramedic threw a punch at a patient. What happened? What led to that punch? Let's see if we can figure it out now. Here's the story from Fox 2 News. Take a listen.
It infuriated me. It made me really angry because, I mean, it wasn't just a tap. I mean, I saw a full-blown punch.
Here's the video. Look closely and you can see a first responder throwing a punch as a patient is being put into an ambulance. A cell phone video was sent to Amy by her daughter, who obtained it from a friend. The incident happened Friday morning in Centerline on Loretta off of Orr. Look again, and it appears the patient hits the EMT first.
Yep.
Still, Amy, who's a medical professional herself, says that's no excuse.
I mean, I've been a nurse for 16 plus years, and I've endured a lot of physical abuse, emotional abuse, verbal abuse. I've been kicked on, spit, you know, called names, and I've never physically put my hand on any of my patients.
Both Centerline Police and Universal Ambulance Service, the company the first responder works for, are investigating the incident. Universal Ambulance Service releasing a statement saying in part, quote, "Our organization is taking this incident extremely seriously, and although we're still collecting information at this time, it is very concerning. We were informed of this incident late Friday evening and began an investigation immediately. We want to get all the information that's available regarding what happened so that the appropriate steps can be taken next. Above all, our role is to provide life-saving medical care to patients in their most difficult moments, regardless of the circumstances." Amy says, based on this video, that didn't happen.
This is not how you treat patients, regardless of the situation.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it was probably someone going through like a mental thing, and they got them on the gurney and one arm was loose, and then it looked like the patient smacked him in the face.
Yeah.
But so like, I think you're just supposed to then try to get the arm under control and maybe...
You can't punch the person.
You can't punch them.
I don't think that job's meant for that.
No, I don't think so either.
Find something else to do.
Yeah, I think he's going to have to.
Trying to get him to the ambulance before that too.
Yeah, he's probably going to have to find a new job.
Yeah, unfortunately you can't. I get it. No one, it's not right for that guy to hit you in the first place, but you can't hit back when you are trying to.
What if this, you find out the slap is because he had bad breath through mouth to mouth?
Still not acceptable to push back. Never acceptable. Can't do it.
Listerine.
All right, a couple of TikTok stories making headlines this morning. The first, another stupid TikTok challenge that, of course, has resulted in some massive injuries. A teen has been left with burns on 76% of his body because he took part in something called the flamethrower challenge.
Can I tell you how dumb that sounds?
This sounds incredible.
Here's the story on this from WRAL-TV. Take a listen.
It was a lighter, a can of spray paint, and a video challenge on TikTok that nearly killed a 16-year-old Heritage High School athlete. He's now in UNC's burn center.
He's unrecognizable. Unrecognizable.
Before Sunday afternoon, this was 16-year-old Mason Dark, a football player with a big personality.
Just daring.
That dare to make a torch with his friends with a lighter and spray paint.
They all heard a big boom. And then Mason came, you know, running out and started taking off his shirt.
Here's Mason after that explosion. He even jumped in the river to soothe the burn pains.
Come to find out now from the surgery that he got the third degree burns is like a T in his back. And it was from him taking off his shirt. And then it like got duck or something.
This is Mason now, wrapped like a mummy, bandaged from head to toe.
We did not find out until yesterday that it was actually 76% of his body.
Wednesday, he went into surgery to get skin grafts to start the long healing process.
The way he looked when those kids saw him when he first came in to what he looks like now is 100 times different.
Mason is expected to be in UNC's burn center for at least 6 months. Chelsea Donovan, WRAL News, Raleigh.
Welcome back.
That is not good.
No, it's horrible.
Horrible. Absolutely horrible. I mean, the hell kind of challenge is that?
I don't know. I don't even know where people are seeing the challenges. I am really never offered up a challenge when I'm on TikTok. Mostly just, you know, bikinis and
women with very, very tight yoga pants.
You're looking up different things,
I guess.
kids find different.
You're not
different
looking
things.
About to make your spray paint into a flamethrower because you already did that when you were 16 and didn't burn 75% of your body.
Hairspray.
It was hairspray. We were WD-40.
Oh, wow.
Because we thought we were safer with WD-40 because you had that little red nozzle thing that extended the nozzle a little bit. Mm-hmm. So you thought you bought yourself a couple seconds in case the can's going to explode.
True. Man, don't try that at home.
You know it's so dumb, and part of me is like, oh, God, it's just so dumb. Why would they even try it? But they are young and stupid, and a lot of kids
We all did young, stupid stuff.
I mean, I know we used to do this as kids, 16 years old. So,
yeah.
I guess I'm grateful that, unfortunately, it didn't blow up on us.
Yeah, to me, I guess I just wonder if, like, the paint can was, like, the real bad choice.
Dollar store spray paint? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, who knows?
It obviously lit the end, and then...
There's another TikTok trend that we're being warned about now where people are being challenged to kick in front doors.
Oh, yeah.
And our buddy in Polk County, Sheriff Grady Judd, said, oh, go ahead and try it. People here tend to be armed.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true.
The message came after a group of seven people were spotted walking down a neighborhood with flashlights after several doors in the area had been kicked in and damaged. This was in Lakeland, Florida. Sheriff Grady Judd would like to remind everyone who might be entertaining thoughts of pranking or doing this TikTok challenge regarding kicking indoors that people here, he says, tend to be armed and may respond accordingly if they are home and their door is kicked in.
Yeah, how long before someone is, like, shot running away from the door kick?
Well, people are getting shot just turning up to the wrong door. So if someone kicks in your door in a violent way.
People need to understand that there are some guys like right now, like sitting on a chair that is facing their front door.
Just waiting.
That's all they do every night.
Right.
That's what they hope for something like this.
They're just waiting. They can't wait.
They want you to enter their property. Please kick. Please come in. Please attempt to come in.
Yeah. They're waiting.
Just really, really. I'm thankful my kids weren't that dumb. You know?
Yeah.
God knows what they get up to when I wasn't around sometimes. But sure. They didn't do any of these dumb TikTok challenges.
No. Yeah, no.
People will end up dead.
Yeah, they will for sure. No doubt. Time for this.
Dave and Chuck the Freaks, Nerd News.
Nerd! Here's a quick rundown of the past week in science news. We may finally know why bugs are attracted to light bulbs. Basically, they're just stupid.
Well, yeah.
They think any bright light is the direction of the sky.
Stupid bugs. So stupid.
So they fly right towards it, and that's why they go.
Think about how many you get with one of those sweet outdoor electric lamps that just zaps
the hell out of them.
You think after a couple they'd learn, but they don't.
They don't. The first privately funded moon lander crash landed on the moon instead, but it did get a great photo of the Earth rise before it died. Have you seen this?
No.
It's the Earth rising on the moon the way the sun rises here. How cool is that?
Yeah, that's super cool. And then it crashed.
And then it just crashed right into it, right after that.
That sucks.
What if an alien pushed it over?
Yeah, could be. Astronomers released the first image of a black hole with jets spewing out material. Mm.
Different than the black hole we saw last week.
Yes.
There it is.
Ooh, man, that's weird.
There. Jet being launched from the edge of a black hole.
What are those things all about?
I don't know, because you'd think there should be nothing being expelled.
Yeah, I watched a thing on black holes. Mm. It's just like, you want to have your mind blown?
Yep.
Watch this. Watch that stuff. Because,
well, black holes, when you think about it, it's like the smartest people in the world, black holes screw them up.
Yeah, they don't understand them.
Yeah. And that's troubling.
Yeah.
A few more science notes. A study over the past week found people who take a ton of selfies might not actually be that vain. Selfies are just more likely to make us think, what a great experience, than what a great shot. We instinctively know that somehow, and that's why we love taking them, they say. There are some people that are vain, and that's why they take them, but a lot of people take them just for the experience.
And then a study in Germany found that lead singers' vocals have gotten quieter and quieter in pop songs over the past 75 years. They used to basically be screaming at us. Yeah. And now...
Well, okay. A couple things have happened. Number one, words don't matter anymore. Okay. So, like, the words of songs used to, like, mean something. You would, like a song because of what they said. Those days are gone. Now it's like, can you dance to the beat? Does it make you...
Matter,
yeah. Like, words don't matter. So, I think they're just realized... We'll just have like a pretty girl or pretty boy sing this thing and who cares? They'll make up their own lyrics to it. And as long as you can shake your ass, you're good.
Shake your ass.
That's it.
And speaking of nerd news, this guy, absolutely, I'm sure, a nerd, but still quite an accomplishment. The 16-year-old just graduated from the University of Pittsburgh, 16-year-old college graduate. Here's his story from WTAE-TV.
While most 16-year-olds might be planning for a weekend at the movies or just hanging out with friends, Goswami will be graduating from the University of Pittsburgh with a bachelor's degree.
Sunday, big day. I am proud of myself. I mean, it's not every 16-year-old that graduates with a bachelor's degree in computer science.
He has given us a lot of joy, but this is a milestone, and he has set high goals for himself, so sky's the limit for him.
His parents, Raja and Maria, say their son's love of learning started at a very young age. He was reading at the age of 3 and doing algebra a couple years after that.
I went to public school kindergarten, and... they weren't challenging me, so my parents put me in Agora Cyber Charter School, which allowed me to do 2 grades in 1 year.
So at 9 years old, it was off to CCAC for college. He graduated from there at 13 with 2 associate's degrees, one in mathematics and the other in software economics. Raja says learning is exciting.
I'm going to get my master's next year. I'm in this BSMS program. That's another reason I went to Pitt.
You know, his Christmas list had 30 books on different mathematic topics. I mean,
this is a cool guy.
His list was this big, and most of them were books. So that's what he wants.
He hit the books hard at Pitt, but hasn't forgotten the people who helped him along the way and the lasting friendships he's made on campus.
I'm thankful to my mom and dad. I'm thankful to all the professors who taught me. I'm thankful to the wonderful people who I've met, friends I've made here at Pitt. I'm still friends with them. It was just awesome.
Chandy Chapman, Pittsburgh's Action News 4.
Careful, that is
unfortunate.
That was a staged event.
Listen, we're laughing now, but that little genius is going to kill
this
it.
This is what
right?
we need. We need these guys.
Yes,
yeah,
we
need these guys. You know, what you hope is that people that smart get into something super cool. They don't, like, get into something that's just so stupid. You know? Like, I hope he's like, I'm trying to figure out some, like, new form of energy, not like I'm trying to make Call of Duty better.
I'm not mad if he wants to make Call of Duty better.
I get it, but just
some improvements.
The smartest of the smart, we need them to work on like big ideas.
They are the smartest of the smart are working on Call of Duty.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like maybe let's switch the focus.
Cancer. Let's work on
Call of Duty. Call of Duty pays better.
Yeah.
They're working on Call of Duty and boners is what.
Boners is the ultimate pay.
Yep.
Where you can get money, hair.
Yep.
Air restoration.
Yep.
There. All the big minds are working on it, seems.
Yeah, I know.
Let's hope this little 16-year-old genius. It must be tough, though. Come on. I'm like 14 in college. That's got to be. You're being shunned by everyone, I'm sure. No one's going to hang out with the 14-year-olds.
He's awkward, too.
Well, Ryan. I think people are nice to him. I think people are nice to him, but it's not like he's not having a college experience.
He's not going to the keggers and stuff.
No.
That's not what he was there for.
No. He's not. He'll never have that.
He's busy reading books.
Yeah, he'll never have a social life like that.
Did your Christmas list have 30 books on it?
I never once asked for a book.
I can dirty magazine.
I can, without fail, I can say there's no way I ever asked for a book.
I actually asked for a couple books.
but they were like wrestler autobiographies.
Oh, totally.
Mankind.
Book of Farts.
I got that autobiography. Yeah, those are the two books I remember asking
yeah.
for.
Books yeah. I always just took care of myself. Yeah, Christmas list. I was hoping for better.
Yeah, it seems like why waste a Christmas list on books?
Terrible.
Well, unless you're going to be a smart.
Yeah.
I guess that is part of the reason.
My guess is he reads a book and never forgets anything in it.
Probably.
He's probably got a photographic memory and all that. That'd be nice, man. Holy crap. I can't wait till Elon puts that in me.
Because right now we can't remember things we talked about seven seconds ago.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Never mind what's in that book. We're going to take a break, and when we come back in a moment, celebrity dirt and sports news on the way. Did an NFL reporter accidentally comment on the size of a guy's junk?
Oh, my.
Which band's frontman is in trouble again? And which celebrities look like they smell bad? We'll get to that and more. We'll return in a moment here. It is the Monday edition of Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
What's the mom kidnapping scam? You pick up the phone, you think it's your mom, and she's like, they've got me. And then they ask for money. Amy, you had a comment.
These scammers called my mother and told them that my sister was being held by drug dealers. They had my mom riding around on the trains and telling her, we're tracking you. They got about $3,000 before. My mom was just like, I can't access anything else. And then they said, it's a scam. And hung up.
There is an extreme amount of people that are willing to believe they're in a Liam Neeson movie.
Hello, I have your mother. A scary drug dealer from Cartel, and I'm going to kill.
Just tell us what to do.
You must get on the train.
This sounds a little fishy.
No. Get on
the
train.
I'm on the train. I'm going to get the money, I guess. Well, where do you want me to go?
Hold on. I have to check map.
What do I do?
Boston, Massachusetts. How long is it going to take?
Pretty friendly for a person that's trying to extort money from
you. I'm going to kill your mother.
Now you're evil again.
This is a scam. I can't do this anymore. It's going to take too long.
Now I gotta get off this train. I thought I was in a Liam Neeson movie.
Turns out no one ever is.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And Chuck the Freak.
Hey there. What's up on a Monday? It is the first day of May 2023. And you're with Dave and Chuck the Freak. As we continue now, celebrity dirt and sports news is coming up. Which band's frontman is in some trouble again? Which celebrities look like they smell pretty bad? But first, in sports news, an NFL reporter suffered an embarrassing slip of the tongue when she suggested that a draft prospect had a big old dick.
Wow. That's incredible.
A report on the NFL Network. She was speaking about defensive tackle Jalen Carter.
No, I could probably put a bunch of money on it.
And she... yeah, she may have just tripped over her words a bit.
Okay, we'll see.
Here's how it happened.
Didn't trip over the big old wiener?
Carter, the D-tackle from Georgia, just won a national championship with the Bulldogs. Big dick, big guy, 6 foot.
Wish that somebody would have a slip of the tongue about me like that.
Big dick, big guy.
Yeah, you're right. Already.
So was she going to say big defensive tackle
probably,
again?
Probably.
But realized I already said he was a defensive tackle, so I'm going to say it again. Big dick.
Big dick, big guy. That's what you want on your shirt, I guess.
Jeez. That is something.
Is Jalen Carter, the D tackle from Georgia, just won a national championship with the Bulldogs. Big guy, 6'3", 300. We're here.
Yep.
Thanks for noticing, m'lady.
That is scouting.
Yes, she does. She puts in the work.
Man.
Gets all the stats for you. This is not the first time jokes have been centered around the combine offensive lineman. You remember Chris Jones when his package fell out.
Well, his came right out, yeah.
Basically dragged him right down to the ground, yeah. Right? When he was doing the 40-yard dash,
yeah.
He slipped it back into his pants and told the helper, "My dick came out!"
Yeah.
The whole thing. A fine moment in sports.
Yep.
But embarrassing moment. Now this has gone viral, of course. Poor lady.
It just, yeah.
One little slip of the tongue. Unfortunate phrase of words.
Yeah. But it almost, the way it was screwed up, almost sounded just like a sentence. You know?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
a running
big
down
dick,
of.
Big guy.
Yeah. Like running down characteristics about him.
Yeah. Worse could be said about you.
Yeah.
I guess. One of the magical things about baseball is that any given moment has the potential to give you chills and fill you with a nice feeling. One of those moments happened over the weekend. For 13 years, Drew Maggi toiled away in the minor league, but finally got called up to the Pittsburgh Pirates during what would be a 16-1 Pirates rout of the Washington Nationals. This dude finally got his first hit as a major leaguer, which also scored a run, giving his team a 13-0 lead. And this is this guy's big moment here.
In the center field, Drew Maggi officially goes into the record books as having a major league hit and a major league RBI. 13 years of toiling in the minor leagues.
Cut him.
There's the ball, and there's the man. On that split, and boy, was he on it. 13 years in the minors and 13 runs on the board for the Pirates.
He was sent back to the minors.
Was he? Yeah. After?
He
yeah.
was officially sent back to the minors. But a nice moment for him.
I saw them call him up. Like, that video was out there, too. Like, so the AAA manager, there's probably swearing in it, but... yeah, I think for sure, because he's like, what the F or whatever. But he was shocked that he was even called up.
I mean, yeah, it took him 13 years yeah. to get there and then 13 months to get a hit. Is that? Yeah.
No. He just got called up. He just
right.
got. Yeah. So, but like
13 years. He was in the minors for 13 years.
13 years, yeah.
And then it took him how long to get the hit?
No, just now. Like, he was just called up.
Yeah, like a week ago.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
was
yeah.
the 13-month
I don't know.
Thing? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But no, he... it's just one of those things about baseball. What I loved is that the crowd knew.
Yes. And okay. obviously his teammates knew and
yes.
you know, and they all were so excited for the guy.
So he got one hit and then he got sent back?
He managed to get yeah. another hit in before the game was through, but he got sent back.
Oh, yeah. That's too bad.
I know. Maybe they'll call him.
Well,
again.
The thing is, it's just, you know, when it's taken you 13 years, you're not very good.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You're not
it's
very
like,
good.
It's like a long time to get there.
Yeah, it's and in fact, like to me, you must really have either he is with someone who's doing incredibly well, because
like partner wise, like,
yes, because it's amazing. It's amazing for someone to be like, "You're gonna keep trying, huh? Okay, go ahead. I know it's what you love."
Because how much
forget going
could
then?
You make in the minors?
I think you make okay, but not really. I mean, look up AAA average AAA salary. Some of the guys in there, they've signed contracts to be major leaguers already, but like,
ooh, anywhere from 20 grand a yeah. year.
So if you're like not really great and they don't think you have a big future, you're probably on that low end. You know,
you're right.
He might make 40.
Maybe he's from a wealthy family and he doesn't, you know, maybe he's rich. Maybe he's a rich
right.
dude.
And you have the ability to just try forever.
Right.
You know? And some, at least he was in AAA. A lot of guys are still trying, and they're like, yep, playing A-ball. Not even close. I'm playing International League. I'm one of those banana guys. You know, so it's good for him, though, and I'm glad that the fans knew. And
at least no matter what happens, he'll have one or two.
I mean, that was part of Field of Dreams. Part of Field of Dreams. One of the ghosts was like, I never got a hit. I would have loved to get a hit. He never gotten that bat.
He got a hit. So
that's good.
All right, on to some celebrity dirt now. And the hits just keep on coming for Crazy Town singer Shifty Shellshock.
Oh, I saw this.
Back in the headlines again. First, we told you last week he got into a fist fight with a bandmate. Well, now he has been arrested, no shock here, for DUI. And, man, we didn't really get a good look at the guy last week.
We did not.
In that video footage of the fight. But when you see his mugshot, mother of God, does he look rough. Look at this dude now.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what he's not doing anymore? Making any ladies.
My lady.
Yeah.
My lady.
Blank, blank, my lady.
Yeah, no. Because I do think that there were girls back in the day that was like, this is an attractive man.
Yep,
I think that's why.
You had to look at some chicks like that.
Yeah.
I never understood it.
Yep. And
it's like, wow. The douche look. Okay.
He looks like maybe he was starting to go bald, so then just got his whole head tattooed.
Yeah, I think you could be right. He's a little behind on shaving, though.
Well, I think you stopped caring.
Yeah, I guess when you're beating the crap out of your other bandmate.
Yeah.
He was arrested driving under the influence in South Carolina. According to the police report, cops in Myrtle Beach say they were told to be on the lookout for a black SUV with California plates swerving in and out of lanes. They got a call about a driver also falling asleep behind the wheel of a black SUV at a red light. When they found the SUV, cops say Shifty was driving and definitely showing signs of impairment. Once they pulled him over, the officers say he was lethargic, slurred his words, and bombed a field sobriety test. Shifty, who we talked about last week, has publicly battled addiction for years. He was arrested and charged with DUI. As we told you, too, Crazy Town was in Myrtle Beach for a show, but the low light turned out to be Shifty and fellow bandmate Bobby Reeves brawling on video. The band has now been dropped from the new Metal Madness tour.
Oh, my God.
No,
God.
They really needed that tour.
They did.
Oh.
Who is on the new Metal Madness tour is what I would love to know.
Ooh, the new Head Metal P. Madness Tour 2. It's the second go-round of it.
Head P.E.?
Head P.E., I think, is the headliner.
Oh. Okay.
Head P.E., Tantric, Edema.
Well, yeah.
No longer containing Crazy Town.
Well, that's funny, because I think that one dude that Shifty beat the crap out of, I think he's also in Edema, too.
Oh, is he?
I think he was in both bands.
Huh. Yeah.
I think he's still getting paid, I guess, if I'm not mistaken.
What's Crazy Town to me is that this guy has an SUV.
That he can afford an SUV?
Like, how does he do it?
You know why?
Drugs and a drug addiction. Right?
They were one of the last bands where you had to go buy their album on CD. So if you had a hit in the time when people had to go buy your CD, you did okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Plus, they're still doing stuff. They were doing stuff.
Yeah, yeah, but they're not making.
Well, no, but you can afford an SUV.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah. I don't think it's as out of reach as Andy thinks it might be. You know? Like, you can't lease one.
Yeah,
you can also rent. You can rent one. It's probably a rent-a-car.
You can't lease to him. He's going to go over his mileage.
Yeah, you can't trust his mileage, but.
You can't trust that.
It might have been a rent-a-car.
I think that I'm right on the money for assuming that he is nowhere near being able to afford even a mid-90s SUV.
I mean, he's been in trouble.
His look has just deteriorated over the years, though, right? He was a normal-looking dude. And
He's just old now. We get old.
What's his net worth? Let's see if it's SUV worthy.
Let's see.
I bet he's got $1 million.
No way. There's no way.
You're probably right. He's on the tail end of that.
Oh, no.
$10,000.
See?
No.
That's not SUV type money.
Oh, wow. And even there, it was like, used to be $25,000.
Yep.
Now it's 10. Like, you don't own a thing.
Maybe you had a really good point, Andy.
Yeah.
That's what we take it back.
How do you have the money? That's not enough money for drugs or an SUV.
Nope.
No. He's got to have friends that just give him free drugs.
That's what it's got to be.
Yeah, they just think he's cool.
It's the fans of the band. They're like, hey, Shifty, we know
what
you're
like.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine a fan of his band?
I can. It's not pretty.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think that's...
Yeah, so his net worth just took another hit now that he's dropped from the new metal. He may have to turn that SUV
in. His $10,000 is the SUV.
Yeah. That's his net worth. Right there.
Dude, there's so many people with a higher net worth than Shifty Shellshock.
Someone said, I got to see his train wreck of a performance at the Machine Shop in Flint, Michigan a few weeks ago. It was a train wreck.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Glad he was removed, even if it is too late for me.
That's nice. That's nice. He puts others in front of himself, his own pain.
He does. He had to sit through it, but he's thankful other people didn't.
Once you get down to 10 Gs, you should probably do a different band.
Something.
Get your SUV.
But I think, I bet a lot of his touring then is about the perks of the tour.
And not, by the perks, you don't mean Percocets.
Well.
No, could be.
Yeah. Depends.
Whatever the fans.
You know what I mean? Like, provide. I could understand, like, oh, man, if the only way I can really do some stuff that I really enjoy is to be on tour, I can understand why the tour never stops.
I just can't imagine, like, in this guy's life, there are people that give him money and were like, great show, Shifty.
Yeah.
What a weird,
I know.
Weird world.
A young influencer in Australia has apologized after dividing social media users with her decision to dress up as the stingray that killed Steve Irwin for a costume party in Australia.
She's lucky that she's alive.
Sophia Begg shared in a since-removed TikTok that the stingray onesie she was wearing was for an Australian dress-up party. She said her boy was going as Steve Irwin, and she was going as the stingray who killed him.
I think it's a totally fine couple's costume.
The late crocodile hunter was killed September 4th, 2006, when he was pierced in the chest by a stingray barb. After saying that she loved Steve Irwin and would never want to offend his family or loved one, she then had to apologize in another TikTok video after people were outraged. She said, hi, guys, just wanted to jump on here and clear up some things. I love Steve Irwin and would never want to cause disrespect to his family or legacy. He's an iconic Aussie, and no offense was meant by my costume. I've thought about and reflected on my costume, and I will not be wearing it, and apologize wholeheartedly to anyone that was offended by it. That was definitely not my intention.
Man, you can't do anything funny if you try to do something funny. Like, it's been how many years?
It's been like 20 years, right? Yeah. It's been almost 20 years.
Yep, 17. So I think after 17 years, you might be allowed to make a sort of joke. I mean, it's not even, you're just doing the stupid couple thing, right?
Couple's
like
costume.
Couples come up with dumb stuff all the time.
I thought that was a kind of a creative costume.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, here it is, right? So you have to put out this big thing. And
or you lose your followers and your fan base.
I wonder if the Steve Irwin costume had, like, a bloody part with, like, maybe the barb of the stingray.
That I don't know.
No, and they didn't show her partner's costume.
Oh.
They just showed her.
You should go all the way.
Could have been way worse.
Stingray.
If you're going to do it, go all the way.
Speaking of things that happened a while ago, it's hard to believe, but it's been 10 years since Gwyneth Paltrow revealed that she and Coldplay's Chris Martin were separating by what they referred to as conscious uncoupling.
Oh, yeah.
Over the weekend, Gwyneth said that she did not coin the phrase, but she is happy that it went viral because of her, even if people made fun of her for it, because it helped loosen the seriousness of breakups and divorce. She said, it makes me feel pretty proud when people come up to me on the streets and say, thank you for introducing me to conscious uncoupling, because I've become good friends with my ex because of it. She said she believes that term may play a small part in the recent cultural shift where people can choose something other than just being together or being apart. She said the idea that we're not in a romantic relationship, but we're a family, and we like to do things to reinforce that we're a family for our kids and for each other is a great thing.
Well, I think that's probably people's biggest misconception about, like, getting divorced. Is that you're going to be, oh, well, that's it. Whew, that person's out of my life.
If you have kids, that's impossible.
Impossible. Like, you're never, it's never going to be.
You'll always be in each other's
lives. Always. Like, once you've done it, it's, you've done it. And yeah, a lot of other things in your life are like, oh, okay, I can do this. I can, you know, I got my own place, I all this stuff. But you're always linked together. So you should probably try and figure out a way to, like, be semi-cool with somebody.
Yeah, like, for your own sanity.
Just because it's terrible. You know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine it being just terrible every day.
Michael J. Fox turns 62 next month, so he has now lived longer since being diagnosed with Parkinson's than before. He was 29 when he was diagnosed back in 1990. A new documentary called Still, a Michael J. Fox movie, is coming out on Apple TV Plus May 12th, where he shares his struggles and his triumphs. He just did an interview with CBS to hype it, and he said, I'm not going to lie, it's getting harder. Every day gets tougher, but that's the way it is. He said, I've been thinking about the mortality of it, and I know I'm not going to make it to 80. He said, you don't die from Parkinson's, you die with Parkinson's. And there are subtle ways it gets you. Falling is one of the main dangers, and all the injuries you can get from being unable to control your movements and balance. There's also pneumonia and aspirating food as you're trying to eat. He has already suffered, I guess, numerous broken bones. And he has trouble getting around now after he had to have a benign tumor removed from his spine. But he did share this. He said, with gratitude, optimism is sustainable. If you can find something to be grateful for, then you can find something to look forward to, and you carry on like I'm doing.
So sad, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Seeing him like that.
I sure hope before AI kills us, it figures that out.
Parkinson's?
Man, that would be sweet. It would be sweet. So figure that out. Because that is one of the most just awful things that can happen.
Oh,
like,
God,
you're totally with, like, he's been just totally with it. He's still the same guy. Funny, all that, talented, even acted, like, you know, as much as he could. And just sucks.
Now, here's another flashback for you. Do you remember when Michael Jackson had that pet chimpanzee back in the 80s named Bubbles?
Bubbles.
How could you forget?
Bubbles is still with us.
What?
Bubbles just celebrated his 40th birthday.
Bubbles is old.
Bubbles is living in a retirement home now in Florida.
Hey, you can see the age on
him. Oh, yeah. He's also been through it all.
If we knew what Bubbles has seen.
Oh, my God. A lot of tree time fun. That's all I'm going to say.
So this retirement home in Florida he's living at is called the Center for Great Apes. And they just threw a massive birthday party for Bubbles. There was a cake that was frosted with mashed bananas. They wrote his name in blueberries. The theme was, of course, Bubbles. They had an actual bubble bath for him, as well as paper bubbles and decorations as well.
He's got a lot of buddies, man.
He does. Bubbles even got presents, like a blanket with his photos on it. The staff entertained him with DVDs of Michael Jackson.
Oh, stop. Why would they do that?
Which may seem triggering, but they say he loves watching the videos of Michael.
Huh.
And his mood changes instantly.
No one's ever pleasured him like Michael Jackson.
Oh, my God, James.
It's very possible. Jesus. I don't know. Allegedly.
I'm just guessing according to his reaction to the videos.
Exactly.
Michael bought Bubbles as an infant in 1983 from a Texas research facility.
Mm. He'd carry him around.
I do remember that.
Uh-huh.
He's been at the retirement home since 2005.
You can't just buy a chimp. Those things are just killers.
I wish they would get it on video or whatever, his reaction to Michael's performances.
Oh, yeah.
That would be funny.
And then you see he's really, like, cowering in the corner.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I don't think he likes that. I don't think he does.
I think you guys are misinterpreting.
Yeah. I'm starting to think that.
His joy.
I think the Michael Jackson blows bubbles joke is more truth behind it than joke.
Bubbles! Bubbles, come
here. Chimp noises. But just know this. He's running away.
Yeah. The bubbles.
As you should.
It's
interesting that they have a
retirement home for chimpanzees.
Yeah, and there was way more there than I thought. Like, they got a lot friends. Of buddies. Yeah. Like, do they play bingo? Do they?
Oh, that's Bubbles. Yeah, Bubbles. He was some kind of famous chimpanzee.
He was in the Jackson 5 or something.
He didn't throw us any sort of birthday parties like this, I'll tell you that much.
I heard he was molested by a celebrity.
Oh, my Lord.
He was. That's true.
It's a big-time human celebrity.
A real nut job. People love that guy now, though.
You take him for rides on little trains and hang out in trees?
I think it was Prince.
Very Prince-like, yes.
The chimps don't know.
No, they don't
The chimps
know.
Don't know.
Chimps don't know. They
They're
don't.
Just guessing at pop culture.
They don't
pop
get
culture.
TMZ. But I'm love that this place exists, though.
Oh, it's the best. I'm glad to hear that Bubbles is still alive, yeah. actually.
And you they know, can take care of all these.
You don't realize, like, how long they live for.
Look at all the...
Like, how old really is cool. Bubbles going to get before Bubble...
Yeah, how long do they...
What's a lifespan?
The average chimp lifespan?
Yeah.
Because he's 40 now.
Like...
Let's see here. How long do they normally live? Wow, like 32 years in captivity, 39 years for a female, 32 years for a male. So he's...
Wow, he's outlived.
Oh, wow, yeah. yeah. He's really... Wow, he's got all that money. Yeah. All that money.
Did he, what do you mean all that? Do you think he got
that? I bet that he did.
That's why he's there.
I bet that he did.
Probably a good life in the beginning, too. Helps.
Yeah, he hates that place, maybe.
He's his used net worth to a mansion. Is probably more than Shifty Shell's.
I do think.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm all in. I'm all in. I bet. I make that bet all in.
Bubbles. Yeah. Looks like the Marvel Cinematic Universe is going to have a much needed hit this weekend with Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Currently, it has a 78% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, which is better than some of their more recent offerings. Here's what some of the critics are saying. It's the best MCU movie in years. Another one said, it's a tad too long, but it's a humorous, heartfelt farewell to this band of misfits.
Oh, okay. So I guess that's it.
Well, this is the...
Oh, this said, is it? Yeah, this I didn't know
For
that.
This current group of Guardians of the Galaxy, okay. this is the final okay. movie for them. They're not all good. Someone said the plot is a mess. And another one said it was fun, but could not recapture all the magic of the first two.
Well, I feel like the second one couldn't really even recapture the magic of the first one.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
You know, like it was just so...
I just didn't see them as a big enough entity in the Marvel Universe to have like a trilogy.
Yeah. I think it's just... what's his nuts?
Chris Pratt?
Yeah. You just get him in as many movies as you can and...
For example, his other movie that he's starring in, Super Mario Bros., just crossed the $1 billion mark internationally. When it comes to what the critics have to say, movie-going audiences don't give a damn, apparently. Reviews were split on this movie, but people are speaking with their cash. This weekend, the video game Nostalgia Fest broke $1 billion around the world. It is now the 10th biggest animated film globally. It's the first film released this year to make over $1 billion.
I bet they make another one.
Mm. I bet you're right.
They're going to make 500 other ones.
Yeah.
Remember years ago when there was that claim that Brad Pitt stopped using soap?
Yes.
Because he was worried about the toxins in it. Just figured he'd let his natural odor take over. Well, people on social media have been asked to name the celebrities they think look like they smell bad.
Okay.
Think of a celebrity who looks like they smell bad. And the number one was my number one, Mickey Rourke.
Oh, wow.
I feel like Mickey Rourke stinks something fierce.
He didn't even go into my head. But yes, I have to agree.
Bam Margera is on here.
Oh, my God.
Definitely.
Yeah. So bad.
I bet you he smells so much of patchouli to try to cover up whatever other smells he's got going on.
Yeah.
He's
like, ooh! Yeah.
Someone said they met him earlier this year when they were working at Walmart and he had quite an odor.
I'm guessing.
Bam, you smell like vomit and booze. What's your problem?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a dark-sided poll. Who goes first? Shifty Shell Shock or Bam Margera? Bam.
You think Bam? I'm going to put my money on Shifty.
Shifty? I think, now that he lost that tour, things can spiral?
Shifty doesn't have enough money.
I think Bam's got more people in his corner and he's got more money.
Yeah, but you need money to have enough to finish it off. And I feel like Shifty will only ever get enough to just do bad stuff and never finish it.
Shifty's got an SUV and a prayer.
But we don't know that the SUV is his. It could belong to his mom.
Yeah, that's true. It's probably his mom's.
Cara Delevingne is the first female to come in on the list.
Really?
I guess she's a chain smoker, and she also is not really worried about deodorant.
Hmm.
I like my ladies to be worried about deodorant.
Yeah.
Post Malone.
Now we're getting.
Oh my God. Definitely. I feel like his hair smells.
He just, there was a video of him like talking to a fan in like a, on the street or whatever, just came out. And I was like, ooh, cause he is as high as you can be, I believe. Like he could be, oh my God. Yeah. That's awesome. Awesome. And I'm like, whoa, boy.
Whoa. Shia LaBeouf makes the list.
Shia at times, I think, yeah. I think at times he's intentionally trying to smell as bad as he can. Just for whatever reason.
Kid Rock. Mm.
Checkmate.
Makes the list. I have met the man a couple of times, and I will say I don't recall a bad odor.
I don't recall.
No, I'm sure he knows.
A bad odor either.
Sure he's fine.
Kesha is on the list of celebrities that look like they smell bad.
Yeah.
Marilyn Manson. Oh, yeah. Like current day. I feel like he may have a cheeseburger stuck somewhere that he doesn't know about.
He just...
he's a bigger man now.
Yeah.
Megan Fox.
What?
Megan Fox makes the list of celebrities who look like they smell bad. Never.
She looks like she smells bad.
That's weird.
I feel like she smells like strawberries and cream.
Yeah, I think it's like vanilla cake.
I don't know why she would make the list.
I don't either.
That's really odd.
That was a shocker to me.
She's not on my list.
Whoever put the list together must really hate Megan Fox.
Yeah, exactly.
They must.
Madonna?
No.
No.
I mean, she's a grandma now.
Yeah, it's not smelly. She doesn't look smelly to me.
No.
Charlie Sheen?
Have we seen him?
I haven't seen him lately.
During his crazy days, maybe.
For sure. But. During his Tiger days, whatever.
Yeah.
Tiger Blood. Tiger Blood days.
Yeah.
Yes. Lindsay Lohan? Again, during her crazy days.
Yes.
I think she's with child now, right?
She is, yeah. She's had a baby shower.
Damn.
So hopefully she's taking care of herself now.
I think so.
Someone said Johnny Depp.
Definitely.
Ooh, yep.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. At times.
All those, like...
He can clean up pretty
well. He can, but he has those,
are you saying Matthew or Johnny?
Matthew can clean up. Johnny definitely stinks all the time.
I feel like he smells like rum all the time.
I think that's the best thing he could smell like.
I think he smells like a mixture of rum and leather.
Like
rum.
I feel
like a pirate.
Leather,
like a pirate. I think he just smells like a pirate all the time.
He does look like he smells like rum and leather.
Amber wanted me to get this cologne that smells like tobacco and leather or something. I'm like,
yeah, it's good stuff.
Tom Ford one or something?
Yes. I don't smell like tobacco and leather.
Yeah, it's good.
Not a bad. I don't know,
Dave. You're supposed
to watch. You okay? I will just say this.
Be careful with it.
No, like normally you pick something that's like your thing. So if you were like if Dave was like a leather jacket guy, I'd be like, get the smokes and leather one. It fits you. Maybe it's a bit outside.
Yeah,
of
no, don't wear that.
Your wheelhouse.
You won't. I trust that you wouldn't do that.
There's
wouldn't
no
do
way
that to me.
Like
come
tobacco.
In here, I smell like tobacco.
Hey, how you doing, Elise?
Damn, Dave.
Intoxicated by the scent.
You smell like Johnny Depp. You used to smell like Hulk Hogan.
That's right, I did.
Coconut.
That is funny. Johnny Depp has like commercials for cologne.
Yeah, he does.
and I don't believe he smells at all like that cologne.
Someone said Whoopi Goldberg smells like ass.
Mm.
Maybe. Someone else said Macaulay Culkin, I feel, would stink horribly. Current day Macaulay.
Yeah, it's not great.
Someone said James is going to be pissed, but Danny DeVito should be on this
list. I thought that was my first guess.
Get out of here.
I thought when you said, my number one, I was like, he's going to say Danny DeVito.
Just because his character, Frank Reynolds, looks like he stinks on Always Sunny doesn't mean Danny DeVito stinks.
Britney Spears.
Yes.
Definitely.
Oh, my God, Lisa, you posted the video.
What happened?
Oh, my God.
Was it removed? And that's the one I could not see. You shared something.
I didn't remove anything. It just expired.
And that's what I mean, though.
Yeah,
like, there was
it was like a guy, this girl showing up after having drinks with the girls.
Yeah. It's like your wife shows up after a bottomless mimosa.
And it was Britney dancing at the doorway all
I'll find it and send it to you.
Okay, yeah, because I was like, it's still listed as like you were sharing it, but then when you clicked on it, it was like, oh, this had been removed by the user or whatever. But not you, though. No, no, I'm not saying you. Whoever made the initial.
Oh, damn. Well, maybe I won't be able to send it to you. It's gone forever.
Yeah,
it's
I don't know forever. If someone was like, uh-oh.
God, it made me laugh, though.
It made me laugh, too. That's why I don't share much, but I had to share that.
Yeah. I sent Lisa messages.
She did. Yeah. You did.
I was like, that was a good one, Lisa.
Yeah.
Tickled my fancy with that one.
Yeah, yep. But she did look like she smelled even in
yes.
that.
Yep.
That, yeah.
That, right?
Yes.
Someone said Shailene Woodley.
Yes.
So that's
Aaron Rodgers' ex. Yeah.
Don't know. I don't pay any attention to his life.
Yeah, but you know her. She's an actress. She's cute.
Yeah, we looked her up when he was with her or whatever.
She's done a bunch of things.
Really? People think she smells?
That's what is coming
because
in
she's
here?
Like natural,
she's like, yeah,
earthy
like a granola crunching hippie.
Everything's.
Well, people haven't been to the Renaissance Festival.
That means they choose to stink.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a choice.
Yeah. Seth Rogen, someone said.
Just like weed, I think.
It seems like pot.
Like joints and BO. Jack Black made the list here.
Ooh, you know, Jack Black is getting... He just can't... He'll never be in shape.
The band Slipknot looks real smelly.
Well, they perform 2 hours a night in Halloween costumes. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you think you're going to smell?
Be fresh that way.
Mm-hmm. Corey Taylor, I've met in person. He never stinks.
Do you think Slash smells? I think Slash...
Ooh, yeah.
Probably
like cigarettes. I think his hair's always going to smell like cigarettes.
Yep.
Corey Feldman.
Come on!
Oh, yeah.
He smells like an angel.
No, there's no way. Rob Zombie. Anyone with dreadlocks, those crazy dreadlocks, that I feel like it can't get clean in there.
If Rob Zombie like came into the room and didn't smell bad, I'd be like, huh? You didn't go all the way with it.
That would be surprising.
Like, it would be surprising. Yeah. Like, he smelled good?
Steven Tyler.
I think he smells just like...
I think
he smells like a
girl. I thought he smells like piss. Yeah. Steven Tyler looks like he smells like piss to me.
Oh my God.
He does. He takes to take care of himself.
Yeah,
though.
I feel like he's gonna...
He has a whole wardrobe of... He's like really into...
I think he probably smells like fancy perfumes.
Yeah.
That's how... And so, really? So I would think he smells...
Oh, so you think he smells like Estee Lauder or something.
Yes, yes. Like what would your grandma wear?
Estee Lauder.
Could be. You never know.
Carrot Top.
There was a time, you know, he's not as big anymore.
Oh, has he? Because he was like,
he couldn't sustain it or something.
It's like Randy Royds for a while.
Yeah, he couldn't sustain it.
Pete Davidson. Oh, yeah. I mean, the dude scores all the hottest chicks
on
the planet.
He doesn't score all those ladies being a stinker.
Can't stink, yeah.
Can't stink to get all those broads. Vince Neil.
Wow.
Cheeseburgers and whiskey.
Like booze.
I'm telling you, I bet it's bad. Flea stinks.
Definitely.
I think just about all the chili peppers.
Name me a good smelling chili pepper.
They probably smell worse when they're just walking around with those socks on.
Billie Eilish has come up a couple times here.
Mm. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
She's got her own. She has her own stuff.
Harrison Ford.
Well, no. Ben Gay.
He just
like
smells
Ben
like
Gay.
An old man, I'm sure now, right? Whiskey.
He probably naturally smells like tobacco and leather. Yeah. He also smells like Johnny Depp.
And Kourtney Kardashian has an episode on the Kardashians talking about how she wants to go all natural with no deodorant.
Kourtney, though?
Yeah, Kourtney.
Trying to get Travis to divorce her already, huh?
Wow. They did some special on their marriage.
Yes, I watched it.
Called it Till Death
it was so
Do Us
bad.
Part or something. I'm like,
it's
how
so cringe.
You're a Kardashian. How could you ever say Till Death or something?
Yeah.
It was a whole documentary on their wedding.
Oh,
weddings, because they had three or whatever.
I lost so much respect for Travis Barker because of that whole thing.
So
he's such a sellout to that.
He can't help who he loves, Dave.
The Kardashian factory.
And it's so, the way that they are with each other, it makes you like him less.
See, I haven't seen a second
I won't watch it.
I don't know. I can't.
I
can't
much.
Watch
it's
that.
It's a little much.
Yeah. I have to pretend that part of his life isn't even happening.
Yeah, it's probably best.
That is probably best. We'll take a break. When we come back in just a moment here, a check of the news is on the way. What went wrong for an 84-year-old guy who tried to drive home with a flat tire? Was Spirit Airlines caught duct taping a plane back together? Hmm. And is a side gig paying people a grand a year just to pleasure themselves?
We'll get to that, those crazy Canadians, and much more. We'll be back right after this.
More when we return live. It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And Chuck the Freak.
Here with you on a Monday. It is the first day of May, and a check of the news is coming up. On the way, was Spirit Airlines caught duct taping a plane back together? Is a side gig paying people a grand a year just for pleasuring themselves?
Not enough.
And those crazy Canadians, why are people going crazy over a Canadian iceberg? That's all coming up. First, though, we'll get started with this.
It sucks to be old.
Well, police in Wisconsin helped save an 84-year-old guy after his minivan burst into flames.
Oh, no.
This could happen to my dad at any time.
That's full-size van, boy.
I hope it doesn't.
I hope it doesn't, too. But
this happened, I guess, because the guy blew a tire.
Yeah.
And thought he could still make it home.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Sparks.
Oh.
Flames.
Well, yeah, because that tire doesn't stick around long, you know? Like, eventually, when it blows, it'll just tear apart.
So,
yeah. Donald Schmeling is real lucky. That the cops were close by. Here's the story of what happened to this poor old dude from NBC 15. Take a listen.
What? Like a stunt scene out of Hollywood, 9 p.m. Tuesday, a Kenosha police officer behind a van, its rear sparking, a streak of fire. Seconds later, it burst into flames. Behind the wheel, 84-year-old Donald Schmeling says he heard his tire pop and tried to make it home.
I was fine.
Looking for a place to stop, and all of a sudden, the sparks came.
You knew you were in trouble.
I knew I was in trouble.
Schmeling pulled over right in front of St. Mark's Church at 73rd and 12th Avenue. Officers run to the burning van.
Go out the other side, my man!
Officers dragged him away and likely saved his life.
Luckily, Schmeling escaped with a small burn on his forehead.
After I got out and it was burning, they just put me in the squad car to... My jacket was burned, head burned, so...
As this van bursts into flames, police say it's really incredible it didn't explode because it could have ended much differently for the driver and the officers.
I was amazed to see that somebody survived this, and thankfully, Kenosha Police was in the right spot to be able to help.
Thankful for those officers?
I am. And the fire department. They're all good here.
He's just a slow talking.
So slow.
Look, he just stood in the fire for a while.
He's standing in the fire.
Ah, well. He's like, sir, how are you doing? Hey, guys.
Sir,
oh,
move!
My God. You got to get out of the... You're standing in fire.
Sir, yep. You're on fire.
Yes.
Your forehead is on fire.
I am.
Donald!
I'll get over there. Don't worry.
Donald, get out of the minivan.
What?
Get out of the minivan!
All right, let me take my time here.
Open the door.
Ooh, look. A blazing inferno. I guess I'll stand right inside of it.
Slow. Like, even he said he was looking for a place to pull over.
Like, there was no other
I will
road.
Say, there's,
pull over.
Yeah, there's no way he could have climbed to the other side, though.
No.
He's not in shape
no
enough
way.
To climb
no,
to the
no.
other side.
In a minivan,
yeah.
Get over to the passenger side
yeah.
and get out that door? There's no way in hell.
No. So he
in
had
the time
just...
it would have taken him to do that, he would have burnt to a crisp.
Well, no, I think there's no fire on the other side. No,
but, oh, but I see what you're saying.
It would have taken him so long to get there. The flames
just...
would have been up there by then.
Yeah, he would have just died. But thank also another way to die is just stand in fire.
Well, yeah. You wouldn't think you could have to tell people that.
No.
Don't stand in fire.
Hey!
He was like,
it's hot!
Yeah, it's hot. You're standing in fire, bud.
Oh, whoa!
You gotta get out of
I can really feel it on the top of my head.
Hot as blazes.
Yes. Oh my god. Siri, what is the forecast for tonight? It's so hot.
Hottest Wisconsin night in history.
Oh my god. I should have dressed lighter.
You're talking to the news. He talked so slow. Everything
he
about him is slow.
Was standing in fire.
Don't stand in fire.
Like, if you're standing in fire, you'd think you'd be like, your body would, everything about you, your whole self would be like, get out of this. And he wasn't.
They're all
he
was like, good. Oh, well. And he brought me home.
Watch.
It was also good.
Hello. The officers were hot.
Taking me a little bit here. Which way should I go? Oh, what the hell?
The van's on fire, huh?
Whoa! Whose van is that?
Son of a bitch. That poor guy. He's so lucky.
I love that he was like, I was just looking for a place to pull over that was safe. Not trying to drive it all the way home.
Right.
Like, we know.
Cops with the sirens going. He still wasn't pulling over.
Not safe.
He pulled over finally. I guess this is a church here, and then that's where it just.
We probably was like, it's a scam.
It's like the scene from Back to the Future.
It really is. I don't know what.
Kenosha police officer
happened.
Behind a van. Its rims sparking.
He had no idea that was happening.
What?
And he definitely wasn't going 88 miles per hour.
No.
A trail of fire behind him.
We're looking to hit 28 miles an hour.
Don't hit 28.
Look at him. He's fine.
What? Yeah. Come on. Everybody's overreacting. I stood inside the fire.
It wasn't
that hot.
Mr. Schmeling, were you okay? Everything was fine?
Of course. What? You never stood in a fire before?
No, actually.
This generation of yours.
It seems like you were pretty slow moving, considering you left a trail of fire for a mile behind you.
I didn't notice the fire.
You were just trying to get home with a flat tire?
Of course I was.
You ever think of calling AAA?
I am not a member of AAA.
Oh, ever think of changing the tire yourself?
Actually, there's no chance he's not a member of AAA.
What about the AARP?
Yeah,
don't they have some of that
They've
stuff, too?
They've got to.
Roadside?
I can do it myself. All I had to do was get home.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, well, that's what being cheap and old will do to you there.
Do cheap, you think it's possible he didn't even know his tire was?
Yes.
No, he heard
flat.
It pop.
Yeah.
He said he heard it pop, but he was trying to make it home. That's what he told the news.
Yep. He almost died that day.
Yeah, he absolutely, like, he was, don't you think, like 30 seconds away from dying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although you can't tell here in the shot.
No.
In his interview. He looks completely nothing
like, not
wrong.
Not a scratch on him.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks like he's like, oh, I just had a Salisbury steak.
Caught me at a bad time.
You know he's knee deep in Salisbury steak.
Oh my god!
Just made a delicious Salisbury steak.
Stouffer's.
Oh man!
Right out the box.
Microwave kind or the kind you cook in the oven?
Microwave.
Ooh, good choice.
Yep. You just hit the. My grandson told me hit that one button, and it cooks it up.
Now we're glad he's okay. But move faster.
My God.
Move faster if there's fire is the warning for today. Imagine if Weird Al had a younger, evil brother.
Mm. I like the idea.
Well, that takes us to our mugshot of the day. Mm. Here is this dude, a Connecticut man.
Oh, goodness.
It's Evil Sal.
Evil Sal.
Yeah.
There's Weird Al and Evil Sal.
Yeah.
This Connecticut man facing several charges after allegedly threatening a police sergeant. According to Connecticut State Police, a sergeant was getting into his vehicle when a man sitting in another car started to shout at him. Turns out this guy, identified later as 29-year-old Raymond Lipinski, a.k.a. Evil Sal, reportedly asked the sergeant if he was a cop. When the sergeant said, yeah, of course, he said, huh, I killed cops.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see it try.
Using profane language, he then went on to threaten to kill the sergeant specifically, they say. The sergeant attempted to take him into custody, but the man made an obscene hand gesture while yelling profanities and took off from the scene in a Honda sedan. They were able to locate him a short time later, but due to him traveling at speeds over 100 miles an hour, they terminated the pursuit. They then spotted him the next day and were able to take him into custody. He was armed with a knife and started yelling obscenities at officers once again. One officer did get injured during the struggle. The 29-year-old also had outstanding warrants for his arrest from other police departments. He's facing charges that include assault of a public safety officer, reckless driving, and carrying a dangerous weapon. He was arraigned in a Hartford courtroom.
Looks like they got him a couple times.
Yeah.
Right on the forehead there.
And so they look how evil this mother
looks. Oh, yeah, yeah. He really hates cops. Some people just hate those cops.
I know they do.
It's got to be a fun time, though. You're a cop, and you got a weird owl lookalike telling you he's going to kill you. You're like, well, I'm going to light this guy up.
Yeah. Angry Sal.
He's like, that's why I have this big stick.
His mugshot is our mugshot of the day. It's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You have to see this angry, weird owl lookalike.
Yeah, like you think by the time they got him to the station and did all that stuff, he would have, I guess, come off of the rage that he's
in. Well,
this
was the next day even, right?
Come on.
Because they lost him that night. Right. They caught him the next day.
He's still angry. This is just him.
Yeah.
He's an angry-looking nerd.
Yep.
You don't want to run into him.
Nope.
What would you do if you were about to take off and you saw this out your window?
Saw what?
Have you seen the video where a Spirit Airlines worker supposedly duct tapes a plane's engine back together?
Nope. I've seen them do stuff to the wing.
Someone posted this on TikTok the other day. It's shot from inside the plane and shows a guy putting a bunch of tape, duct tape, on one of the engines. The woman filming it swears she's never going to fly Spirit again. So are they really using duct tape to fix planes? Well, the answer is no. But they are using tape, and this, unbelievably, is a common thing a lot of airlines do. It's called speed tape. It's made of heavy-duty aluminum. The FAA says it can be used for temporary minor repairs to non-structural aircraft components. That, to me, the engine, to me, is a structural airline component.
So a little piece of the trim on the engine looks like it's come loose or something, so they've decided to just tape it down. I've seen them tape down parts of the wing, and it's like, okay. They trust that tape.
A spokesman for Spirit has confirmed this. And an aviation expert says it is used to temporarily seal gaps.
They should hire my dad because
dad. My God. The plane will fall apart.
No, it'll be so wrapped in tape. I found all the gaps.
I thought
boy.
He bought like a bunch of bombs, like just
he has tried.
A bomb of a product.
Like products
like
that bomb.
Failing.
The Breister has been trying to seal his roof for years, and the last time I went over there, it's leaked again.
Of course it has.
Driving him nuts, right?
He has tried everything. He's tried all of the flex seals, all of the tapes.
What about
all
roofing
of
company?
He's had the roofing company come out. So what happened with this place is like in 1975, when they built this home, they decided to add after 2 years, they decided to add a garage right beside their home. And now this is the previous owners did this, and the way that it's just connected, it just wasn't done right, and so it just leaks. It's just been something he's dealt with his whole entire life.
That's unfixable by it's even really, the professional.
Yeah, like they've had a new roof put on. It doesn't matter the way they designed it with like a balcony or something that you'd never, like a flat area. in between two pointed roofs. Like, you'd never, ever use it. It all it does is pool water, like, all the time. Like, I almost feel like telling them, like, you're going to have to just tear it all apart
or sell that house.
Well, I've tried. They won't. What am I going to do? Huh?
After a certain point, they won't
sell
leave.
It and
they
go
just
where,
won't
yeah,
leave.
Yeah, they won't leave. It's the worst.
Right. My parents won't leave their house either.
It's the worst. I'm like, look at the basement, Dad. It's fine, boy. A tree was trying to grow through the wall. They had to cut down a redwood. Someone planted a redwood in their front lawn.
Oh, no.
Come on.
It was the Italians who previously lived there planted some kind of redwood. And the reason I was, my dad had always said, it's a redwood, boy. It's going to be trouble. And I was like, it's not a redwood. And then I went to California and saw the redwoods, and I was like, oh my God.
It's in the forest.
This is my front yard tree.
Stop.
I'm like, this is my front yard
tree.
They should
have got rid of it a long time ago.
I took pictures of all of the leaves. I started sending it to my mom. I sent pictures to my brother. I'm like, it's the front yard tree. This doesn't make any sense. Yeah, well, it tried to grow right through the the basement. It did. It did. It was good times.
Holy smoke. My dad still has a full bar set up in his basement.
Oh, that's nice.
Dartboard and everything. But they don't have guests. Like, he's ready to entertain.
He won't let go of it.
I'm
he
like, Dad,
it.
What do you need this full? Like, it's a gigantic bar.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Never letting that
dartboard,
bar go.
Dartboard, all sorts of games to play.
Yeah. Just
ready
in
to
case.
Go. Ready to go.
Fully stocked, I assume.
Oh, fully stocked.
All the good Irish whiskeys.
Hasn't been touched in years, though.
Wow.
Aging.
Dusty bottles.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
But he's ready to have a big old rager any moment.
That's awesome.
Dad, it's time to get rid of some of this. No, what if someone comes over? I'm like, Ted, when are you having a party ever?
I'll be
never.
Right there.
Al's coming by. You'll have a lot in common.
My dad plays darts every week.
Does he?
He goes and meets these guys.
Like
and
a
they
dart
play,
league.
It's like a little dart thing between.
Oh, that's
I'm
good.
Like, huh, that's pretty cool.
Hmm. Yeah, my dad should go play.
Yeah,
darts.
Why don't your dads get together? And
I'll let you know when one of them drops out.
And then what if there's, then they can go back to my dad's place for a rager.
Oh, yeah, they would. You got the right crew, trust me.
All right, well, here's what you do if you're trying to create a diversion. Police in Oregon searching for a man, they say, lit a fire inside a Target store so this nerd could steal some Star Wars merchandise.
Very cool idea.
What a plan.
This fire was intentionally set in one end of the toy department at a Salem, Oregon Target. Deputies learned, though, this was done as a diversion by a suspect who then cleared the shelves of some Star Wars merchandise and fled out the store. He entered the store about 1:25. The fire started at 1:33. He fled out the back door at 1:39. They're now looking for the public's help to find the suspect. There were several people recording the fire at the time. And they're asking them to give them their footage to see if they can find any footage of the suspect in the incident.
Where was this at?
A Target in Salem, Oregon.
See, like, I know just about all the Target Star Wars brands that are out right now. So it makes me wonder what he stole. I wonder if he took the Legos.
They're expensive.
Which to me, like, that is the... If you're after money, to me, that's the money. The only thing they have really out now are, like, some fairly expensive, I don't know if it's called like Star Wars Black.
Right, the Black Series?
Black
usually.
Series.
Yeah.
But to me, like right now, the characters that they have.
But Target doesn't usually carry any of those like really high end things, do they?
Yeah.
They do?
Sometimes they do.
Okay. Yeah, they've got the Lego wise. No, they're just there. Like you can grab like the full size, TIE Fighter. They got some. Star Wars Lego-wise, they got some expensive stuff. So, I don't know. It's a lot, though, to burn a place down.
Yeah, I feel like if they ran out, though, with Star Wars Legos, they would say Lego and let Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
The focus would be on the Lego.
So he just got
Black Series, some of the
miniatures.
Yeah.
Really, I have no
really
idea.
Kind of
what
evolved into a nerd chat here.
At least it's light stick talk. Don't worry about it.
Black Series is one of the finer series.
Black Series. Highly detailed.
Very highly detailed leads. A lot of interchangeable parts.
Like figurines? Are we talking little figurines?
Action figures.
Action figures.
Okay. So figurines.
Action figures.
What do? You just play with them? Like,
I think
with
these
other
ones,
men?
Like, you would set them up, but then you could also be children. Like, oh, I want them to have different hands. I want them to have different guns. Yeah.
Yep.
That kind of thing.
So you can have, you know, you can have your character with a different expression on his face.
Do you play with little men in your house?
Just on the computer.
Okay. Not like actual little men.
No, I don't do that anymore. I would. It'd be the one reason to have another son. But it's not enough of a reason.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, some crazy moments at the concert hall in Los Angeles the other night because a woman got a little too excited. This is what was playing. Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony. This happened at the Walt Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles. The Los Angeles Philharmonic was performing. One woman said she was enjoying a beautiful performance when she heard a woman scream and moan from the balcony.
In ecstasy?
Yes.
Wow.
The conductor's weird, huh?
Yeah. They all are, aren't they?
It's a weird job.
She said, feel like they don't do anything.
Everyone kind of turned to see what was happening.
I don't know what they do. What's he doing?
He's telling you and then you.
No. Yes, and none of them are looking at him.
Well, they should hopefully know their own part.
Anyone looking at him? Why is he doing it? Why is he doing the hands?
Does seem like an easy job, huh?
It's nothing.
I don't think they do anything.
They're not doing anything.
They're analyzing conductors right now.
Listen, I hate to tell everybody, but look,
he's keeping pace, and then I'll
come in harder. I think he's setting a mood, right?
But nobody looks at him.
No one is looking.
He watches the peripherals.
It's almost like he's just dancing in the weirdest, dumbest way with a stick.
Are you a failed musician?
Yes, no, I thought you're like the top of the
I don't think he
ranks.
Can play. Can I feel play like he anything? Can't play.
I think you're a big deal. I think you're a real big deal.
If you were the conductor, you're like the boss. You're but the you head honcho.
How do you become a conductor?
I'm sure it's tons of schooling and musical history.
Because I feel like he doesn't know what he's doing.
That's ridiculous.
He's got to know what he's doing. He's able to turn the page.
Watch this.
The notes are changing.
Ready?
Yes.
Watch
sweating. Yeah.
Same.
Chuck is the conductor. Yeah.
Same.
I think he's just basically like he just dances.
He's got good arm power, you know?
He's just arm dancing. It's an arm dance.
Oh, look at him.
But he's timing, right? He's keeping them
in
time.
No one's looking at him.
They're all doing their own job.
He's the only one. No one cares about him.
We're conductor.
He's the conductor with the Los Angeles Philharmonic. He's a big deal.
You're the least talented person in that whole room.
Oh, my God.
He basically has my job on this show.
You're our conductor.
You're very important. You keep things going across the country.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to do it without you.
Untalented.
Like, look at this. Now he's like pretending he's all emotional.
With the music.
He's not
very
doing
emotional
anything.
Job.
You think after they're done, like somebody throws down their oboe and is like, nice fake dancing, weirdo.
Yeah. You're going to kill it out there, you freak.
Yeah. It definitely wasn't us, the band.
Yeah. Glad you got that job.
Yeah.
I assume they know how to play the majority of instruments.
I think they don't know anything.
Oh, stop. I think you rise to that rank when you're like the best in the field.
They're the real estate agents of musicians.
What does that mean?
You know what it means.
I don't.
It's like you can't do anything else.
You have to play
something.
So you
conduct. You can't do anything else, so you conduct.
You do anything. Hey.
Look at him.
I mean, he's like a living, like one of those, like, wind people outside of a building.
You might as well set one of them up.
Wind people.
He is. He's one of those wind people.
Yep. And just, like, turn the wind down low when it's quiet. And then pump it up when it's...
Nice arm dancing, you talentless son of a bitch.
What can you even do, you fake son of a bitch?
What's great is we're not offending one listener because there's zero conductors listening.
No, I've never met one. Yeah. I never met one in my life, but I'd ask the... if I do, I'm going to ask them.
We have some questions, right?
I am. I'm like, I got questions. Do you do anything?
How did you get that killer job being so talentless?
You probably got a master's degree or a doctorate in conducting.
It's probably true. Look at this guy. He is kicking ass on the violin with his finger
plucking.
And then when and this like, guy's like, okay. Point.
I keep the rhythm and the pace of the band.
Slow
and
slow it down.
Here does anyone go. Look at you?
Here we like, go.
I watched a whole symphony and not one time did they look at you.
They look.
That's why his movements are exaggerated because it's their peripherals that are catching him in his
ears. No, is that what they say? Is that what conductors say?
Yeah. Exactly. Hoity-toity conductors.
You guys are nuts.
Look at him pretend to flip the page. Like he even knows where they are.
Yeah. He's guiding them through the whole symphony.
No one else flipped a page, only him.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, we're way off track.
I know, I don't even know what we're talking about.
Is a woman that was there the other night watching this performance.
Had an orgasm because of this guy's arm movement.
Yes!
She likes him?
Everyone turned to see what was happening. Screams and moanings from the balcony. And a woman had an orgasm, she said, because the music moved her so much that she started heavy breathing.
Was she 68?
And finally had a loud, full-body orgasm.
Oh!
That's not a woman, that's the conductor. Just the conductor doing it.
Yeah.
Goodness.
There's no one having one.
There's
look at
apparently...
him, like, look at you! Get it to him!
Apparently there is a recording of this. Someone can be heard moaning out during a quiet beat in the music. But it's been taken down from social media.
Aww.
Someone else put up last night reports in the middle of the show. A lady had a screaming orgasm at the LA Philharmonic to the point where the orchestra had to stop playing.
Don't you think that conductor's doing that after the show? He's going privately.
Oh, yeah.
What
do you think he's doing?
What the lady had.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He's like,
he is. He's like, oh.
Like he goes to his little room and he's like,
oh my god,
he loves himself.
He's conducting his dog.
Oh, yeah,
you're ridiculous.
I bet that's how he has sex.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he could have had sex. Could be either one. He's doing something.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he's banging all the band geeks. Look at all the hot ladies playing.
Well, you look for the one attractive
one.
Right. Look for the one attractive one.
I haven't seen many yet.
Yeah. I just don't. I'd really love to get some of these old timers and be like, what do you really think of this guy?
What, the people that are into it?
No, no, like the guys in the band. The older guys
what do they think of the
guy? They love him. They highly respect him.
I doubt it.
I don't know.
I don't know about this.
I bet they don't respect him.
That's where I'm leaning.
April's with us. April, you're a classically trained musician. These guys think a conductor is just bunk. What do you think?
They're definitely not just bunk, I swear. Like, I played in orchestras. They're based really? So...
You ever look at them?
Yeah. Yes. They're a little nerdy, yes. But basically, like, a conductor's like a teacher for the orchestra. Like, you during
what's
the
talent?
Performance... They usually have played instruments for years.
Like what,
some of them have
triangle,
violin, cello, bass, whatever. Like,
I doubt it.
You're just a hater.
Yeah, he is.
No doubt.
No.
All right, April. Thanks. I think you.
They probably have one of those little mouth organs.
Someone said my son is actually studying to be a conductor. I'm dying laughing right now.
Poor thing.
Because my husband and I make fun of him all the time.
Yep.
You're going to be
a that's
conductor.
Nice.
You loser!
Good parenting.
Well, they're trying to help
making
him.
Making fun of his dreams.
Yep. A conductor! Oh my God!
Like a train conductor?
Ridiculous!
Like a train conductor, I hope.
Very encouraging, Mom and Dad.
Not a musical conductor, really?
Yes, the exact kind.
Oh my God, you're a moron!
Well, I've dedicated 8 years of my life to studying the craft.
You're doing arm dancing?
Yeah. Orchestra. Backup dancers.
Jokes on you guys because the college money comes out of your bank account.
Yeah, my God, I can't believe we're paying for that.
I wonder if this...
Is it up? Is it
oh, this
here?
Might be it. Yeah.
Just wait till every mom to an orgasm off, with Chopsky's ballet.
Not Michael Jackson, nope.
Chopsky's. Okay, here we go. Hold on.
Chopsky's. See.
Tchaikovsky.
Chopsky.
Close.
Close.
Chopsky.
Hold on. The Chopskys.
Can we hear it?
No.
I don't.
let's go back to the beginning here. I don't know what's happening. Oh, mother of
what
F.
What have you done?
Son of a... I just pressed play. What do you mean, what have I done?
I'm just trying to make you more upset. Way to go, Dave. You're like a conductor of this show.
Maybe if you weren't making fun of me for saying chopskis.
Chopskis! Play it! You're listening to chopsticks. That's what you get.
Hurt us.
Yeah, they were like, don't ever let him play.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Whoa!
Like your old lady voice.
I think there's someone's in pain.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I tripped. It's dark in here. I tripped on a stair.
And my constipation pain.
I went for a smoke break. The song was getting incredibly boring.
That's what it sounds like.
Sorry. Yeah. Oops.
there was a report they stopped playing when they heard it, but they did play on despite that loud lady noise.
They wanted to make sure everyone was okay.
I guess.
No one in there is okay.
No.
They say it was a wonderfully timed moment because there was a romantic swell in the symphony. Where it was able to shine.
That's the first.
No, that just repeats over and over
again. Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought the other one was like a longer.
I think it's the same clip, just repeating. I think they just edited it back to back to back.
Relax, Lainey.
I know.
Most action she really gets.
I hear the same noises come from the bathroom during commercials when Chuck's in there.
That's the same music, too. It's weird. Go! Chuck's in the
bathroom. There he goes again.
Oh, he must be pushing real hard.
Oh, he's rocking that Chofsky's ballet.
While the outburst was clearly an unusual and surprising moment for a classical music concert, people in the audience described it as wonderful and refreshing. There was sort of a gasp, but most people thought it was a rather lovely expression of someone who was transported by the music.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
Bunch of weirdos and freaks. Definitely was like at least a 68-year-old woman.
Sounded like it.
Yeah. Someone said just sounded like someone with bad sciatica.
Yeah. Tried to get up. Yeah.
To me, it just sounds like an old lady wailing in pain, not in pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah.
She apparently was so moved by this concert that she...
Oh, I'd be so embarrassed. What are you doing?
I know. Can you imagine that's your wife?
I don't know.
That's your wife who's climaxing at the symphony.
Yep. Look at the conductor. What a nut job.
You guys are nuts. Poor guy.
Useless.
Useless.
Look at the next guy. Look at the guys down the list of this thing on the right.
Nobody looks at him.
Not a single person.
He's younger than most of the people that are playing.
Yeah, that's
why. Definitely a weird guy.
Yeah.
Doesn't he look weird?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's 100% weird. You don't do that job unless you're weird.
I wonder, like, what it's like having a conversation with him.
I bet it's bizarre. He's just like, oh, I'm a backup dancer for an orchestra. I have zero talent.
Oh, I bet it's this. Well, I went to school
exclusively
for many years to become a conductor, and I handpicked every single musician in the... Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Loves himself.
I bet you probably have to suck their butts all day long.
You do. I guarantee it. You want to, like, be the number two... French horn guy, then you're going to have to suck this guy's
what
butt.
What are you? I'm the number two French horn guy.
And everyone's and a bunch of people are like, oh my God, you're so lucky to be the number two French horn guy.
Yeah, we'll be the number one French horn guy.
Look, which one of those do you think is the number one and number two?
Oh, number one would be on the end.
Yeah,
right?
See? Yeah.
So poor number two. Over here.
How much
what did number one have to do to get there?
You know what he had to do.
Paint the tank.
Yep.
Everybody knows that.
See what those lips can do.
Yeah. He's got to play the conductor like a rusty trombone.
Oh, Lord. Goodness gracious.
If you're not familiar, look it up.
All right. In other news, being paid for something you're already doing sounds like an ideal side gig, but you probably wouldn't think of being paid for this. The sexual wellness brand Love Honey is looking for adults who like to be paid over $1,000 a year to pleasure themselves. These people will serve as members of their new orgasm advisory board. They'll also get $250 worth of sex toys every month on top of the salary. You will be expected to pleasure yourself with the toys and expected to create content, not X-rated.
Yeah.
Simply sharing your feedback on various products, both with the company and in the form of reviews. They can be anonymous, though, if you request that. It's $83 a month, $1,000 a year. They say it's an appealing gig for anyone who's already doing it anyway and likes also, to try out new products.
Yeah, doesn't mind writing.
ChatGPT, baby.
You got it,
there you go, Chuck. Hey. Make yourself a quick grand. Doing nothing but touching yourself.
Yeah.
I can help you with some of those toys, too.
I need 1,000 reviews of this.
Go.
Yep.
If you're interested, there's a link at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. If you want to pleasure yourself for money, you'll find out how to do it on the website. You hear about guys like this from time to time. Speaking of pleasuring themselves, a Dutch man may have fathered more than 550 kids worldwide through sperm donations.
Wow.
But now he's been told, all right, dude, put the sperm away. That's enough.
Yeah.
He's been told to cool it.
Well, he doesn't stop.
The man named Jonathan is 41. If he tries to donate sperm again, he could be fined more than 100,000 euro. He was banned from donating to fertility clinics in the Netherlands several years ago after it came out that he'd already fathered more than 100 kids there.
So he must, like, have good stats, right?
He has to if he's continually able to donate. So when they banned him in the Netherlands, he carried on doing it abroad and online.
Right.
But a court has now told him to provide a list of all the clinics he has used, and they are going to order them to destroy his sperm.
It's just so wild that in the age of DNA, what's going to end up happening is, like, people are going to be like, I'm related to 500. I've got 500 brothers, you know, I've got 500 sisters,
500 brothers. My dad had 12 and I thought that was crazy.
Yeah.
And they were all fathered, you know, legitimately.
Yeah. Right,
not with a donor.
Yeah.
Court has told him now to provide a list of all the clinics he has used. They will be ordered to destroy his sperm. They state in the Netherlands that a donor cannot father more than 25 kids in 12 families. Well, he blew those numbers out of the water. The judges say the man helped produce between 550 and 600 kids since he began donating sperm in 2007. He was taken to court by a foundation protecting donor children's rights and by the mother of one of the kids allegedly fathered from his sperm. Over 100 of the kids fathered by the man were born in Dutch clinics and others privately, but he also donated to a Danish clinic, which dispatched his semen to addresses in various countries.
It just sucks because, like, you know, you think, I'm going to do this good thing. I'm going to go down. I'm going to donate my stuff. And they probably don't even tell you, hey, listen, we used your, you know, you fathered all these kids. Like, they probably don't even tell you, right?
I don't know.
So then next thing you know, I get a phone call and I've got to go to court.
You're defending the sperm donor?
Well, no, I just, it's what a wild thing. Like, you know, like this to me, it's why I would never do it.
But he did it excessively. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. He loved it.
You know,
if you fathered 550 kids, how many times have you donated sperm?
Well, I think a lot, but I think, like, I don't, does it go bad? Don't they do stuff? That's what I thought they did.
Right, so, but like, I don't know how
many
much
batches
of it they
do you have
need,
to whip up.
How much of it they need to,
I guess,
inseminate someone.
Right.
Whip up as many batches as a panty for.
Yeah.
Okay. And is money, money being a motivation is still odd, but different than, I want to father as many kids as I can. Well, that's crazy.
That's,
to me.
Yeah, that's weird. And there are those guys
there
too.
There are definitely those guys.
So,
It all depends on why he was doing it. Facial fillers, Botox, and other injectables will always be popular, but there's one treatment that's growing in demand, penis fillers.
Sure.
Plastic surgeons say they've seen a big increase in penis filler requests. Although you may be excited with the results of penis filler, you'll want to avoid penetrating sex for at least 2 weeks after the treatment.
No problem.
They say if you're pushing it into a tighter hole,
what?
You're going to push the filler further towards the base of the penis.
Ooh.
So you want to give the filler time to settle in.
Yeah.
Masturbation is okay, but don't keep your hand in the same position. Some guys come in a week later with three fingerprints because they've wrapped their hand around the same position every time.
It's almost like they gave it like a kung fu grip or something, like some kind of...
You can also, they say, see the seal where people have been using penis pumps.
Wow.
But after a two-week abstinence recommendation, you can do whatever you like with your new and improved package. There's an enhancement of the sexual experience, they say, because it's a tighter fit, which can help both the partner and the patient. Now, haven't we looked at these and they look real funky?
Yeah, because you can't do anything about the size of the helmet. The helmet cannot be adjusted,
right.
Only the body. And so if you're one of the guys with like the big mushroom cap, I think you'd be okay.
You'd be all right.
You know, but there are other ones that are designed where the thing is like quite small at the tip. And then that is
now awkward. What are the pros and cons? Well, the biggest pro is that the filler enhances the girth and weight of the penis. But when it comes to the actual size, that does vary between patients. You have to book 1 to 3 sessions with 3 week breaks in between to gradually get to the desired effect. And then when you reach your goal, you just come in for annual maintenance. It's like filling the gas tank in your car. Every time it's half full, you got to fill it up again.
Hmm. That's a lot.
The gain is substantial. You can get some bumps under the skin. You can get a whitish discoloration.
Oh. Women would love that. The bumpy, weird,
white skin,
white-looking zombie dong.
Don't knock it till you ride it, lady.
Yeah, yeah.
A acid-based filler is highly recommended.
Well, that sounds like the worst kind.
Yep. Why do we have to make it acid?
Hyaluronic acid-based filler is what they use.
Fit
one plastic surgeon, though, is saying this. Listen, yes, there's a huge trend for penis fillers right now, but I never follow the immediate trends. I always wait a couple of years to see how the trends play out before I do anything that's new and popular. That's probably the guy you want to see.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
Yeah.
Right. He's not chasing the money. He's actually wants to look out for
people. I know it sounds crazy, but I think you'd almost be better off, you know, with something of the style of like those prison implants where you don't do the whole thing. Don't go crazy. Just put like a little nubbin in there.
Just a bit.
That, or like a few of them, that would at least like change it up a little bit.
So like that guy didn't go, that guy doesn't look like it changed too much at all, right?
Like why even do it if that's all it is, Dave? You know what I mean? Like,
do you really notice anything?
One of that.
That's 6 syringes in him.
One of that made it worth it. None of it, right?
I mean, some of them you can definitely see. I mean, if that...
Yeah, but that guy's fired up halfway. You know? See, like, ooh, like that one there, because he's got the mushroom cap.
It doesn't look as bad.
Right. They don't...
I would never, ever mess with my wiener ever.
Oh, man. It just seems like a real...
In any way like this.
This seems like a real risk.
It does. It just seems like something could go wrong.
You have some serious penile issues, like self-esteem issues.
There's one that looks what I would say bad.
Right, because it's a big old thick base and a tiny little head.
Yeah. It's like, oh, that doesn't look...
It doesn't look right at all. It looks weird. And then you got to go get it filled up for the rest of your life.
penis maintenance is...
Where does that go? Does it just dissolve into your body?
Yeah, I bet.
Is that safe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
It is.
Ooh, there's them doing it.
I don't.
Wiener's getting low. I better go in for a fill-up.
Yeah.
Like your lady tells you? Or you
yeah. Getting, oh, God. Oh, that'd be getting, terrible.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah,
just so you know.
You need a fill-up.
Yeah, you're a little...
You're running on empty down there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I guess if they become used to you at a certain size,
yeah,
and you shrink down again.
But imagine like you, anymore, huh? But imagine you like do this for a while, and then you're like, I just can't anymore. It's just I don't want to do it anymore. And so it would just slowly, eventually, be gone. So
right,
your
you'd be
lady
back to,
would
you'd be back
like,
to normal.
Yeah, your lady would be like, get rid of this guy.
Wow. I guess be careful.
Once you do it.
We'll never recommend doing anything like this to your dong. Never, ever, ever. But if you really want to look into it, there's some doctors that'll do it. We, as we say, we like the doctor that says, let's wait a couple years and see how this all shakes out.
Sounds good.
Coming up, those crazy Canadians. Why are people going crazy over an iceberg? Let's find out.
Those crazy Canadians.
If anything is ever making headlines... shaped like a penis. We get it sent to us 8 million times.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the newest one. A photographer in Canada posted photos of an iceberg floating off the coast of Newfoundland. And people love it because it's shaped exactly like a wiener and balls.
Wow, that's incredible. Nature. Thank you, nature.
This photographer... spotted it sticking straight up out of the water last week.
It's like Earth's boner.
And it had a base on each side. So the whole package.
Yeah, it looks like it has balls.
So the Earth is hung like Chuck then.
Yeah, it is. That's all you need, I'll tell you. That's all you need.
The photo itself is pretty funny, but the details are why it's blowing up online. This was spotted off the eastern coast of Newfoundland in a place called Conception Bay.
Hmm.
The photographer is from the town of Dildo.
That's incredible. Yep, that's just the world and the universe lining up.
I saw a hilarious... It was some beer that claims that they're made from icebergs, and they had a picture of 9 icebergs. Like, we'll use this one, this one. We won't use this one. We won't give you Dickberg beer.
Oh, wow. Well, then, I'm not interested.
It tastes really good, then.
Yeah.
We did put this up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you have not seen this wiener-shaped iceberg yet.
What's really incredible about this is how long you think it lasted, like an hour, 2 hours? You know, they always flip around,
right,
and they're always, like, breaking apart.
Well, definitely top-heavy.
Yeah,
right?
Like, I bet, like, the chances of finding it like that are just so rare. Man, that thing is even more majestic from further away.
I know.
That's a gorgeous iceberg.
Oh, Facebook users say the tip has since fallen
off.
They called it Dickieberg.
Imagine you hit it with your ship, though. How embarrassing.
No. Dickieberg, straight ahead. Oh, my God. That's the Titanic we didn't hear about.
Yeah, no.
Those are my thoughts, not yours. I'm Dave Hunter on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
The morning radio show asking the real questions on every listener's mind.
Can you guys imagine wearing bras?
I'm almost there, to be honest.
Man boobs.
Oh, my God. Liz. Yeah, if you get rid of yours, let me know. I'm going to strap two together so it'll go around my chest.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
We'll take a break when we come back. How many of her husbands is one woman accused of killing? What is the bad news for oral sex lovers?
What?
And what's going to happen to an Aussie tourist who went on a drunken nude rampage in Indonesia? Don't do that there.
I won't.
We'll figure it all out when we come right back on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
A truck would probably have been a better choice for a getaway vehicle, or really anything that runs on gas. Because two idiots stole a bunch of stuff, but the cops were able to catch up with them. They had to stop to recharge their Tesla.
Oh, wow.
Charging before the crime. How about that? Listen, if you had, like, me on your crime team, I'd be the prepared guy, right?
That's what I would
I'd
be
have
like.
My clipboard. I'd be checking things off. All right, fully charged.
Yeah.
All right, we got the guns.
Yeah,
I'd take
label
care of that stuff.
Robbery checklist?
Yeah, that's the problem.
Dave's going through and he's like little labelers and he's like Chuck's gun, Dave's gun. What else do I have here? What other labels can I create? James Weed.
Like, we don't even need to test these drugs. They're all labeled.
Yeah, it says what they are and the exact amount.
We'd be the most organized crime gang.
That's what they call them,
crime gangs.
Sure. Yeah, that's okay. What we'll call ourselves. We're a crime gang.
Crime gang.
He got us all hats that say crime gang.
Yeah, I know. His wife got us all these mugs with our faces on it that says the crimes that we do.
The Dave and Chuck the Freak Crime Gang.
Yeah. It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hey there. It's a Monday. It is the 1st of May. And coming up on Dave and Chuck the Freak, what is the bad news for oral sex lovers? What's going to happen to an Aussie tourist who went on a drunken nude rampage in Indonesia? But first, how many of her husbands is one woman accused of killing?
Well, possibly two, at least.
She's okay. Had five.
Oh, wow.
Two of them are gone. And she likely played a role in that.
Wow.
Here's the story now of what happened from ABC 13. Take a listen.
So try.
Okay. Yep. You can tell, though.
It is.
Looks away.
So trying to paint her in a bad light. They have an amnesty against her for some unknown reason that I am not aware of.
48-year-old Sarah Hartsfield's past was a major component in the hearing to lower her bond. Charged with murder, accused of killing her husband of 11 months, Joseph, who she says she met through online dating. Despite the charge, his cause and manner of death have not been determined.
How can you indict somebody when you don't know? I have no idea, but this is the epitome of indicting a ham sandwich.
District Attorney Cheryl Lick Henry questioned Hartsfield heavily about her past, saying she bounced from city to city, husband to husband, and state to state throughout her life. Hartsfield shot and killed her fiancé, David Bragg, in Minnesota in 2018, originally ruled self-defense, but the case has been reopened since her murder charge in Chambers County. She detailed what she says happened in that killing in court today, saying the two got into a fight over her children's father wanting to visit them. The 48-year-old says she went back into the home after the fight with two guns on her, claims Bragg pointed a gun at her and she blindly shot him. She got emotional, saying she didn't know that she could pull the trigger. The DA pointing out the fact that she fired guns in the military. The DA also asked Hartsfield about the protective order her two daughters and a previous husband have against her after allegations that she tried to have another husband of hers kill that husband's new wife.
The things that they're bringing up have already been investigated. There's been no open cases come back towards my client at this time. You heard her testify that she hasn't been visited by any police entities at this time, the FBI or any other of the counties that she has had any dealings with.
Members of the media were the only ones in the gallery of the courtroom today. That's something else that the DA emphasized. She said that no one showed up for Hartsfield, friends, or her children. The DA chose not to speak with the media after the court hearing today. A future court date has not been set.
So she's accused of knocking off this fifth husband by poisoning him with insulin.
Oh.
Nearly 5 years after she fatally shot her then fiancé. She is a 48-year-old former U.S. Army sergeant. And they claim that she murdered this most recent diabetic husband. She shot him up with high levels of insulin and then failed to call 911 until it was too late.
What's her
motivation? I don't know.
when you're in an argument, you go and get two guns, like it's about to be the OK Corral.
Yeah, exactly.
And one of them goes off. I don't think you're as surprised as she's saying she is.
Yeah. And then you claim you don't like handling guns, but you were in the Army.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
A lot of things to question here. Man, I'd have a real hard time hooking up with a woman that I knew was investigated for killing a previous partner.
Yes. But right? I guess maybe, do you just not know?
Yeah, they might not know.
You don't know anything about their past at all?
She said she's bounced around from city to city.
Yeah, she can off.
I doubt she's going to be like, so let me tell you about this gunfight
I had exactly.
with my ex-husband where he died.
I wouldn't even, like, if someone gave it a whirl four different times, I'm not going to be number five.
A lot of people sign up for that. It's so strange.
I know. I just don't understand. It's like it might have something to do with the person that you're about to hook up with.
And everyone else in her life, her kids that she's had with other men, like no one wants anything to do with her.
No.
Yeah. It'd be weird to try to date her and you knew that she was charged with it, but then wasn't like they exonerated her or whatever. Because you'd still be a little bit like,
I'd be on edge.
I'd be on edge.
That wrong. Yeah. You'd wonder what was going to happen next. Another dark-sided story here. An Arkansas woman pleaded not guilty to charges that she sold stolen body parts from medical school corpses for $11,000 to a man she met on social media.
Wow.
36-year-old Candace Scott, a former mortuary worker, is accused of selling 20 boxes of body parts to a dude that she met through a Facebook group called Oddities. She pleaded not guilty to 12 counts, including conspiracy to commit mail fraud. She remains in jail as she awaits a hearing set for tomorrow on whether she's going to be released on bail. The man who allegedly purchased those human remains, he wasn't named in the federal indictment, and no word on what he wanted them for.
To sell them.
She worked at the Arkansas Central Mortuary Services, a funeral home. Part of her job included transporting, cremating, and embalming remains. She was apparently approached by this dude, and he began offering her money for her to sell him remains from the mortuary.
You think it was like, hey, I got some lungs. I took some lungs out for you. I took a heart out. Put it in formaldehyde, and some weirdo could have it on his like shelf.
Brains,
okay,
hearts, lungs, penises, large pieces of skin.
That's a new thing for me to worry about. Hold on, let me write cremation down. I don't need that.
Your penis getting out there?
Oh my God! How small is it after you die?
Oh, I don't know.
Tiny.
Oh, Charlie.
Tiny.
At one incident, I guess she sold the penis of a man because it wasn't in great shape.
Right. So that's it, though. Like, but she does that job, and she's on a Facebook group called Oddities. So it just speaks, like I've said all the time, when you have that job, you're a little weird.
Yeah,
you're really a little bit weird.
Yep.
If you're around dead body parts all the time and it doesn't affect you.
Well, and then you join Facebook groups like Oddity Facebook groups. And there are tons of people that have like a room like that. And I only know because there was a whole TV show about it.
What do you mean?
Like a room of old medical equipment where they're like, oh, I want like an old medical table and I want the old medical lamps. And you know what? If you can get me a heart, that'd be great. We'll put it up there for formaldehyde.
One sale was two brains, one with the skull cap, three hearts, two boob implants, one large belly button.
What the hell?
That's the weirdest one. Yeah.
What the hell?
A belly button?
One arm.
Did Dave buy the breast implant?
I did not. And one huge piece of skin. She got $1,600 for all that. In total, she got almost $11,000 in 16 separate payment transfers for 16 different transactions.
Man, you'd be so mad if you found out
that my belly button was sold to some creepy dude.
Well, that your family members, like someone you lost. My God, you'd be red hot. How weird is this other guy, though?
He wasn't.
Yeah.
He's the one.
I feel like I need to look into. He's like, he's getting it for super cheap from her. Because my gut says, like, if you wanted to really buy a real heart, you're spending a lot of money. Because it's got to be only done in the shadiest of back channels, right?
Yeah. Oh, what? Is that him?
Huh?
Yes, this is him. Oh, my God. Look at him. He's one of those crazy, like, body modification guys himself.
Well, yeah. It makes
sense. That's him.
Did we talk about this guy?
We've talked about this guy before.
Yeah, we talked about him.
Yeah, so he's been accused of selling the stolen body parts, but it turns out he was getting them from this woman, allegedly.
Well, that all makes sense now.
Yeah. It's starting to come together, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What in the shifty shell shock is going on
here? Shifty looks great compared to
Shifty
him.
Looks better. Oh, my God. Look at all those teeth.
Oh, boy. Sell those to Danhausen.
Oh, this is him with all the stuff he collects, right?
Oh, boy.
Whoa. Oh, this guy's terrifying. He's like something out of my nightmares.
Yeah, he's a real scary person. It'd suck to roll up on and be like, what'd you just buy? What'd you just buy there? Tell me it's a rug.
Don't open the box.
Tell me it's a rug.
No.
Of course not.
No rugs here.
Human remains.
Smokes. Yeah, so that's apparently the dude that was buying from her.
And I hate to say it. I really do. But I feel like there's a lot of really, really disturbing things going on with all those parts.
What do you mean?
I just think he's a weirdo. He's a real...
What do you think? Like, what? What is that two-fisted movement you were doing? He's effing them?
I believe he's jerking off to it. Oh, I really do. Allegedly. I can't say one way or the other. I'm getting a real creepy vibe.
Well, of course, look at the man. He looks like half Satan.
Yeah.
That's how he used to look.
That's how he used to look?
I think that's just a different guy with the same name.
Oh, yeah.
There are similarities.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's a record rap name.
No.
Different eyes.
Yeah, different. Maybe different. Yeah, totally different. This guy is just unfortunately.
That's unfortunately a musician with the same name as the body parts trader.
Oh, God, that sucks for
him.
Too bad.
Probably going to hurt your music career.
Yeah, just look me up on Google. I got a couple of songs out. Yeah, just look up Jeremy Pauly.
Oh, poor musician Jeremy Pauly. I wonder what his music's like.
Probably makes you want to die. But
let's listen to
the worst kind.
Yeah, it's really bad. I don't know which is worse.
Okay, you got to spend a night with the body parts trader or this guy.
Well, this guy for sure.
Yeah.
There's no...
Yeah, we're going to listen to jazz that night. I'm not going to be exactly thrilled by
it.
But
safe.
I almost think I'd take my chances with the other film.
It's a lot. I get it. Well...
This guy makes just like on hold music.
This is my least favorite kind of music, really. Yeah.
Oh, it's some of the worst.
So bad.
I mean, I get it that there's stuff going on that people enjoy, but
sure. Not for you. A man was locked up after deputies say they caught him with meth in his M&Ms outside a Winn-Dixie in Florida's Panhandle. A deputy on patrol in a marked police car spotted a green Ford Ranger parked near a dumpster outside the Winn-Dixie. The deputy approached the driver and said, "Hey, what are you doing here?" The suspect said, "Just eating a sandwich."
Yeah, that's it.
He said, "All right, let me see some ID." When he checked his ID, he realized there was an active warrant out for the guy's arrest. The man was handcuffed and placed in the back of a patrol car. He was asked if he had anything on him. He said no. That's when they checked his M&Ms, and there was a plastic bag inside there. A white crystal substance later tested positive for meth.
Yeah, those meth M&Ms are flying off the shelves right now. They're flying off the shelves.
M&Ms,
I can't believe they tried that flavor, but
it's a highly addicting flavor.
Oh, yeah, you love them.
I love them. I can't stop eating them. I'm up all day, all night, just thinking about them. Oh, green ones are my favorite.
Yeah.
Meth M&Ms.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Thankfully not for sale.
No.
Near you.
No.
There are things you should know when you go to foreign lands. They have different rules.
Yes.
There are different punishments for things that are just normal here.
Yeah.
You could face some real serious punishment for in other foreign lands.
Yeah, like some people have had a joint and then they get like caned 80 times and then they're, you know, in jail for the rest of their life.
Well, an Australian guy who went on a drunken nude rampage in Indonesia could face flogging.
Yeah, he's going to get it, huh?
Because of it. The 23-year-old got hammered and ran naked through a village chasing and hitting locals.
We're going to beat your ass now.
Oh, and they did, and they almost burnt the hotel down that he was staying in.
Oh, wow.
They'll burn the whole hotel down.
Burn it down.
Here's the story from 9 News Australia.
Police say Bodhi Marnie Risby Jones was drunk on vodka and naked when he emerged from his room at the Moon Beach Resort and began hitting everyone he passed, including a security guard. Aceh is the one province in Indonesia under Sharia law. Alcohol is completely banned and people are regularly caned for adultery, homosexuality, or if they're caught drinking.
He was enraged and caused a scene. He hit a security guard and walked out of the resort and ran amok, hitting every motorbike rider he encountered.
One man was knocked off his bike and needed 50 stitches in his ankle. Other victims were so angry they threatened to burn the resort down. The 23-year-old carpenter from Noosa says he was wearing underwear and only drank one small shot of vodka, but had sunstroke from surfing the day before.
I feel like not myself, like almost possessed.
Yes.
It was not a good feeling.
Yes.
I wasn't myself. Normally, I'm a very nice guy.
Okay.
Yes.
When you attack, Mr. Radion, after any hospital, have you remember?
Not much at all. No. I got hit a lot of times on the ground. People kicked my head. Make me forget a bit. I'm a really nice guy and I never.
We're going to beat you at the game.
So it's very out of character for
We're
me.
Going to beat you so hard.
Mr. Risby, what do you drink at night?
Not much at all. We were at the pool and we had a duty free bottle of vodka.
Vodka.
Oh, okay. I only had one shot though, just one shot.
Hello.
Oh, just tiny bit. Not much.
Tiny bit.
I was surfing a lot the day
before. We'll use
before,
a tiny, so tiny cane. Tiny cane, just small.
So it was a lot of things, and then I felt really bad.
Mr. Ridby, what are you usually drink? Vodka? Usually? Vodka?
No, never. Yes.
Nobody never, huh? Much, yes. We never hit anyone.
What do you usually drink?
Never. How are you?
Beer. Sometimes in Australia. Yeah.
Oh, beer.
Not much.
Okay, miss it.
This out. This is where we got to keep you.
Risby Jones is now in custody as police draw up assault charges against him. He could face up to 5 years in jail under Indonesia's criminal code if the victim's injuries are deemed to be severe. But he could be tried under Sharia law for violating Aceh's super strict ban on alcohol. And if that happens, police say he could be caned 40 times.
Ouch.
That's not going to hurt that bad.
It's a terrible vacation place.
It is.
Oh, my God. I don't know why people go. I mean, I guess it's great beach.
Surfing.
But like, you have to go and just know, like, I don't get after anything, you know? Like, I'm not doing anything.
They were able to get duty-free in, like, they don't check your bags going in to make sure there's no alcohol in it, and they were able to bring duty-free in?
I guess. Mm-hmm. Or maybe as long as it's sealed.
Did you hear him light up when he said it was vodka, though? He goes, vodka!
Vodka! That's funny! We got a caning coming. It's going to be really exciting.
Hey, watch Australian man get canned 40 times! It's a pro-circuit TV! Everybody at MTV going to watch! You're going to cry for sure.
I love that he kept saying, just a little bit, just a little bit.
Oh,
I never drink, just a little bit.
Right. One shot of vodka. You're running nude through the town.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because you felt sunstroke from the day before? No.
Oh, vodka.
Ah. I bet you drink a run, huh? How about you drink a back of Australia? Oh, beer, huh? Mm. Alcoholic. Big dum-dum.
Hey, he is a big dum-dum. Really big dum-dum.
Stupid.
I mean, look at this other still shot of the dude. Tell me he's not always wasted.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the guy.
Yep.
23-year-old, yeah.
That's just a bad choice, man. Like, you don't even have to leave Australia, do you? Like, can't you just drive to the other side of Australia and it looks totally different and amazing?
Right.
He just wanted his surfing adventure.
Wrong place.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Hawaii?
Yeah, lots of other places. I mean, have you heard of Australia?
That's what I mean. He does not have to leave Australia.
Oral sex. Let's talk about it for a second.
It'll kill you.
It can. It's the X-rated culprit behind a wave of throat cancer popping up in the U.S. They're calling it an epidemic.
Yep.
A professor at the Institute of Cancer and Genomic Sciences at the University of Birmingham says the old HPV is to blame.
Mm-hmm.
They say for oral cancer, the main risk is the number of lifetime sexual partners, especially oral sex. Cases of HPV-linked oral cancer have risen by 1.3% in women over the past few years and almost 3% in men. 70% of them, which affect the tonsils, base of the tongue, and back of the throat, are caused by HPV infection in America. Multiple sexual partners, they say, could increase the risk, of course, of catching HPV and in turn of developing mouth or throat cancer. In new research, it discovered that people with 10 or more oral sex partners were 4 times more likely to develop HPV-related mouth and throat cancers. Isn't this what Michael Douglas said he got it from?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All the lady bits he's
it
been enjoying?
It is what he got it from, I think.
They've been warning people for years about this.
Yeah. So. Crazy bits out there.
HPV is one of the most common sexually transmitted infections affecting about 42 million Americans. In fact, it's so prevalent that nearly all sexually active men and women get the virus at some point in their lives. Yep. Typically harmless, many people clear the virus on their own with no complications. It can, though, lead to some cancers in some cases. Persistent sore throat, trouble swallowing or opening the mouth, difficulty moving the tongue, or lumps in the mouth, throat, or neck could be part of the issue, they say. Warning signs to look out for.
It's terrifying.
It is.
It is. It is. Because it's a pretty much a deal breaker for some, I'd think.
That oral is included
you were like,
in your sex life?
If you were like, I don't do that.
Mm.
I won't do that because I'm afraid
HPV
of the cancer. You know? It's kind of like, people like it.
People do like oral.
Yeah.
People tend to like oral.
Yeah.
So telling them it's bad.
Yeah.
You're not a very popular scientist. A new study looked at the music that makes people feel the most confident. They wanted to figure out how music impacts body image. Part of it features lists of the top 5 musical acts they say make people feel the most confident. And the results are based on music that reflected positive body image for listeners. So in rock, the artists that make people feel the most confident, Queen is number one.
Okay. That's what makes you feel most confident,
yeah,
Dave.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's when he's down,
so
he puts on Queen.
I do not. Guns N' Roses is number two.
Okay.
Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
The Beatles and Pink Floyd.
Hmm.
In the metal category, Metallica is number one for music that makes people feel the most confident. Then Tool. Then Nirvana.
Well, they don't get metal, but that's okay.
Then Five Finger Death Punch.
Okay.
And Avenged Sevenfold. In pop, it's Lizzo.
I was going to say it has to be Lizzo, right?
Yeah,
but just waiting for that name to come up.
Yeah.
It works for me. I never feel...
Me too.
I can't feel more confident than when I listen to Lizzo.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift is next.
That's so true.
Then Adele.
Chuck's pick.
Beyonce. And Lady Gaga. Other results from the study include the fact that rock is the most listened to genre by music fans with positive body images at 64%.
Okay. So people who feel good about themselves
listen to rock.
Okay.
28% of people think music videos have actually had a negative impact on body image.
I haven't seen a music video in a hot minute. I mean, I guess you see them on YouTube. But
well, you're too busy watching ChatGPT and yeah, hot chicks true. And yoga pants on TikTok.
That's true.
But I could see that. I feel like rock people are more confident.
I don't know. I've never really...
I haven't thought about it until now, but I feel like if you compare like a rock show to like a pop show.
I don't know. Coming from the emo scene, most my fellow rockers are real sad.
Crying, yeah.
Yeah, real sad. Lots of running eye makeup.
Yeah. I guess we'll rule emo out.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, but regular rock seems like a pretty upbeat, positive.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like just where you would be at. What tour would it be where you would find the most body confident outfits when maybe you wouldn't expect to see them? And what genre of show would you be at?
What do you think?
Probably rock.
Yeah. Probably rock.
Probably rock. You know?
I'm seeing lots of cutoff tops.
There's lots.
Not rock shows. Yep.
A lot of spillage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But they're confident.
Yeah. Right? But people are more confident now than they ever have been. I'll say that.
And finally, a lost dog in Northern Ireland was found 26 days after it went missing. A charity dedicated to locating lost dogs and cats said a golden retriever named Cooper, his previous owners realized they couldn't take care of him anymore.
Okay.
So they turned him in.
Okay.
Right to this charity. And he was adopted by a new family. He wanted to go back home.
Yeah, oh, I bet.
Cooper.
So 26 days later, Cooper walked more than 40 miles.
I'm home!
To the home of his former owner.
Stop it. How do they know?
The second his new family pulled up to their new house, he jumped out and ran. He's like, nah, I don't like you people. Who are you? Multiple sightings were reported in the coming days, but he still eluded search groups. He was finally captured once he arrived back at his former owner's property in Tobermore, more than 40 miles from his new home in Dungannon.
What are they going to do to him?
They've given him back to his new owner.
Oh, God. It's terrible.
Well, he'll eventually be okay. He just didn't like them at first. There he is now.
Oh. He is. He's like, I don't like it here.
Yeah, look at this place. It sucks.
Oh, Cooper.
Again, unbelievable that he could find his way home 40 miles away to somewhere he's from, somewhere he's probably never been before.
Yeah. Don't get a dog if you can't get a dog. Don't. That makes me so mad. I can't believe you like let a dog get attached
to
you.
Maybe they got like old and
I don't
like,
care.
Come on. They, you know, sometimes things happen. Someone
that
gets
dog
sick
is not
or
that
whatever
old.
It is.
they
turned him. They didn't just set him out on the streets. They actually turned him over to a good charity that would place him in a new home.
I know. Oh, still.
Just okay.
Really makes me mad.
Cute.
Poor dude, Cooper. I'm sure the people that gave him away were like, look, for God's sakes, it's Cooper.
Yeah.
How did you get here? How in the
hell? They were shocked.
I bet they felt pretty bad then.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Cooper.
And then they put him in a cage
and then they sent him
back, and dropped him off at a place he hates.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, what was a teacher busted doing with a student in her classroom? Why are car companies bringing back buttons and knobs? And have scientists figured out how to stop aging? We'll get to that, idiot criminals of the day, and much more as we continue here on the Monday edition of Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Well, this bitch got tased, apparently aggravated by the quality of the gas station pizza. She picked up pieces of pizza and threw them at the gas station's door. A Collier County Sheriff's Office deputy was actually billing his patrol vehicle at the time. The cop asked her multiple times what her problem was. She got increasingly agitated. He figured it would be best if he asked her to leave. He said says a mixture of cheese, tomato sauce, and saliva came shooting out of her mouth, landed on the left side of his face.
God.
He grabbed her arm. She broke free of his hold. He grabbed his taser, activated it. That didn't do anything to her.
See what happens when you eat gas station pizza? You get super strength.
God help us if James is right and it does make people super strong.
Get the tear gas. He's fueled by cheeseburger lungs. What did he eat? He ate cheeseburger lungs.
No!
The taser won't even work.
Tear gas ain't going to work either, boys. Bring in the rubber bullets.
Cheeseburger lung strength.
Tear gas has been released. Everyone's in gas masks and she's
like
still smoking.
Like a big fat Hulk.
Craziness. You thought you could stop me.
Take it down, boy.
Not even affected by it.
Get the water cannons.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Back here with you on Dave and Chuck the Freak. And as we continue, what was a teacher busted doing with a student in her classroom? Why are car companies bringing back buttons and knobs? And have scientists figured out how to stop aging? Let's find out.
Checking in with the Morning Report.
I'm Dave Hunter. It is time now for a check of the news. We're going to start in New York, where a 23-year-old woman has finally been arrested after having her driver's license suspended 65 times.
Wow, she's terrible.
She's 23.
Oh, my God.
She's not 73. She's 23, and she's already had her license suspended 65 times. And as I mentioned, finally, they're arresting her. Here's the story from NBC New York.
Spotted the car here along Sunrise Highway around 2 this morning. The young driver, police say, was traveling at about 95 miles an hour.
Okay.
Officers pulled her over. They ask her for a license. She doesn't have it.
Police Commissioner Harrison says 23-year-old Janelle DeCamille had no license because it had been suspended 67 times.
And I'm just glad that we were able to stop this individual before she ended up hurting somebody or hurting herself.
According to New York's DMV, Camille had been issued 67 tickets in 12 separate incidents, including a crash back in 2021. But she never answered any of the summonses and was forced to surrender her license in February. Despite that, it appears Camille kept getting behind the wheel. Today we visited an address linked to Camille, but no one answered the door there.
I think it's really unique to find someone with 67 suspensions.
Defense lawyer John Powers represents suspended drivers. He doesn't know Janelle DeCamille, but wonders why she never came to court to resolve her many tickets.
Of course, it could be that they just want to thumb their nose at the system, but there also might be an underlying issue with that person.
This is something that we need to connect with DMV to make sure that we are know these people and they're on our radar.
Right now, Commissioner Harrison says the DMV doesn't alert police about drivers with multiple suspensions. As for Janelle DeCamille, she'll now have to appear in criminal court this month and is facing possible jail time. The police commissioner hopes this case will be a lesson for her and all drivers.
I believe I found her here on social media.
Okay.
Janelle DeCamille. She just posted this. In real life, bro, I know who I am. None of you people talking could ever see me in real life and say that. Half y'all some fiends. 100
100, 100. Laughy face, laughy face.
Well, she does have a point.
I mean, that final laughy face really drives that point.
Does, doesn't it?
I don't think she'll show up in court.
No.
No. Yeah.
I really don't.
I do. I am glad, though, that the suspensions are for just not showing up. I thought she had done 67 different things where they were like, "You're like, we got to take your license away again." But it's just, she just won't have anything to do with tickets.
65 license suspensions over across 12 dates, including a crash.
Yep.
It's one of those things, I guess, we were talking last time there was somebody like this. It was like, oh, you do, why even do any of the stuff? Like, why even do any of the stuff?
It's
like another assumption I had is it's like when cops pull you over, like your license plate would tell them that, like, hey, this person doesn't have a license.
Yeah.
I mean,
I thought it did.
I don't know.
Unless
it
it's
might
not under her
be,
car or under her name.
It might not be linked.
Yeah, must be it.
She's driving someone else's car.
Mm-hmm.
Or a stolen car, or who knows?
I would not let her drive my
car. Well, no, my God.
No.
But you probably don't know that about her either, though.
I'm not letting her.
Well, of course. Well, we're going next level with the whole teacher getting with students thing, because right now they're just doing it right in the classroom.
Oh, great.
A teacher in Sarasota, Florida, arrested over the weekend after investigators say she made out with a 17-year-old student in class.
Right in front of everybody?
Well, no. This apparently began an investigation after folks from Sarasota Military Academy contacted detectives about rumors involving a student and the teacher, 29-year-old Michelle Little. She was placed on administrative leave. The student was interviewed. The student told officers that Little made sexual comments to him several times. And when he went to her classroom during lunch, she put a sign on the door that stated she was tutoring, so no one would come in.
Right.
He asked her what she was doing later on. She told him she was clearing up her room. She said, "You can help if you like."
Sure.
When he returned to the classroom, she had the door propped open. When he entered, she closed the blinds. And then they made out for 10 to 15 minutes.
Before rearranged my tonsils with your tongue, you stud.
Before the student left the classroom. The Sarasota Military Academy sent the following statement out. The high school administration has been made aware of an alleged incident that happened between a staff member and a student that's being investigated. We've come to learn that arrest has been made by Sarasota police. Any updates regarding the case will be coming from the Sarasota Police Department. She was arrested over the weekend and taken to the Sarasota County Jail. She's going to have her first court appearance this week where bond will be set.
No photo?
I didn't see any yet. Because she hasn't been in court yet. But maybe we can find one here. Well, people are looking for her.
Yeah.
Oh,
there it is.
No.
There it is.
Oh,
jeez,
no.
Huh?
That is.
Yeah, geez.
Oh, geez.
I'm sorry, Miss Little. You want me to do what?
Oh, no.
He's 17, so hopefully he doesn't sound like that.
Yeah.
17-year-old man.
I'm sorry, Miss Little.
Yeah, that's probably more.
She's
like
older
it.
Than I thought she would be, I guess.
29?
Yeah, just, you know, I think a lot of this stuff is
early 20s.
It's like early 20s.
You cannot make out in class with your students.
No, you can't.
Just so everyone knows.
You really
knows.
Can't.
All right, Lisa. Mm-hmm. They're saying that you should wear a helmet when you walk your dog.
It's probably not a bad idea for Lise.
Who knew walking your dog could be so dangerous? According to a new study from Johns Hopkins University, traumatic brain injuries are the second most common injury for adults who walk their dogs on a leash.
You know what? It's got to be older, though, right? Like, Lise is still an athlete, so she's, even though her dog can drag her across field.
Marley and me as a dog.
I know. But, like, you can see, like, older people.
Going down hard?
If your dog pulls you to the side,
it's over.
It's over.
I saw a guy over the winter. He had a golden retriever as well. Pulled him right down, but he was in the snow. Thankfully, it was nothing. He didn't hit his head, but it happens. I've seen it happen.
I always just see like elderly people and they just have little dogs. So hopefully those little dogs aren't
pulling them down too much. You hope not.
You hope.
I mean,
not.
Jameson is a strong little mother effer, but I don't believe
I think you're good.
I don't believe.
I think you'll be okay.
Yeah. He's got his ice shoes.
How much
and
does he weigh?
14 pounds.
Yeah.
Soaking wet.
Yeah.
14 pounds. The most common dog walking injury is finger fracture.
Hmm.
Probably caught up in the leash, right?
Yeah.
Maybe if they pulled too hard,
or did you fall on your hand?
Good. Brain injuries second. And then shoulder injuries, the third most common. But they are recommending that walking with a helmet for those at risk is probably a better idea.
Yeah, I would never do that.
Imagine Lisa puts her ridiculous. Helmet on to take like shin pads, knee pads, shoulder pads.
Hey, look, Lisa's going rollerblading.
No, she's taking her dog out for a walk.
Walking the dog.
Oh, yeah.
Walking Douglas?
Just, yeah, outfit? Just
well,
protecting herself.
Those,
never
I mean,
be
those
too
neon
safe.
Wrist guards look pretty sweet, Lisa.
Those first 2 years, though.
Yeah, he's calmed down.
Yeah.
Calmed down now, thankfully. But yeah, I could have maybe used it then.
That's, it's dangerous, though. If you reach, as you say, if you reach a certain age and your dog is big.
Yeah, and like for me, I know, like, I like a real big dog. So if I ever got a big dog in old age, and I know right now that I've had some slips where I've recovered. And I've realized that it's only in a few more years, I'm not recovering
not recover.
From that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be able to get that other foot underneath
right.
and stay up. Like I'm going down.
Outside the Jimmy John's.
Right.
I recovered. It hurt, but I recovered. I
right.
didn't fracture anything or break anything.
But it's like...
Yeah, I think I was knocked down a couple times during his puppy days.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. Good thing I didn't hit my head, huh?
Did you hear this? I got a traumatic brain injury.
Oh, my Lord.
That makes some sense.
Yeah,
that dog
I mean, you
was
know
crazy.
How it happened, but still.
Yeah, hope it doesn't. And a man in Spain was thrilled after finding more than $55,000 hidden in the walls of an old house he bought.
That's amazing.
The cash was in Nesquik cans.
Nesquik.
Oh, I thought you could say it was like Nesquik, like cash.
Bucks, yeah.
Yeah, like rewards for drinking chocolate milk.
Well, pretty much the same kind of deal. It turns out that a lot of the money is so outdated, it's worthless.
Stop it.
But it's not all bad. He had enough to cover a new roof. But there's the cans he found.
He has a very unfortunate face.
Well, sure.
Hello. Hey.
$55,000.
Oh.
US. Ooh, he's very troll-like.
Hello.
Imagine kissing that guy.
Oh, wow. I made the money now.
Some of the cash, Spanish pesetas, was ceased to be legal tender in 2002.
Oh, that is the worst news of all time.
Yeah, so we can't do much with that. But as I said, he did have enough there that he was able to get a new roof on the house.
Any money you find in a Nesquik can, you know it's useless.
Yeah,
I wouldn't think that, but I guess I should.
You're right.
Somebody knows you hide your money in International Delights cans.
Yeah. Nesquik can, no!
Damn you!
Kind of
this money's worthless.
You can't even tell what it is.
Yeah.
No.
What kind of Nesquik did they have back then?
I don't know. In Spain?
I don't know. It doesn't look like Nesquik to me, but...
That's what they say. It's stuffed into Nesquik cans.
It looks like they made about 15 fires while the Nesquik can was stuffed up there. Somebody forgot.
Again, not all bad news. He got a new roof out of it, so.
Yeah.
And that should help his troll-like face get through the winter.
Yeah.
It'll keep him warm, thank God, before he gets back to trolling.
We'll take a break, and when we come back, why are car companies bringing back buttons and knobs? Have scientists figured out a way to stop aging and idiot criminals of the day? Still to come.
Dave and Chuck the Freak will be right back. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Back here with you on this Monday. If you're in a fairly new car, you've probably got a big touchscreen on your dashboard. But now car companies are planning to upgrade again by getting rid of those screens. There was just a big article on how car companies are ditching touchscreens and bringing back more buttons and knobs. And it's because we as consumers want that.
I hate a full touchscreen.
I thought I would hate it, but I ended up liking it.
Oh, man.
I first got my car, I was like, I don't like this. But I just like it.
To me, especially like early on, or if like you're put into like a rental car and it has it, you don't know where anything is. It's so distracting to try and find. I'm like, I got to turn the heat up or I got to turn the air down and I don't know where it is.
So I'm, that's where I am. I like it for the most part, but in my car too, if I want to adjust the heat, I have to go into the touchscreen.
No, I don't like
it. Go into the setting.
No, I like knobs.
It brings up another screen and then I can select which vents should go.
Yeah, and it's like too much.
Turn the heat on, for God's sakes.
You know.
That's what the way the Tesla is, right? I mean, and there's no knobs in that car.
I don't think so, no.
It's all just a screen.
Well, now, I mean, touchscreens might seem fancy, but they're actually the cheapest option. They cost as little as $50 per screen cars for
they
them to make.
Way more than that.
Don't try.
So car companies, they want to keep using them, but there's more and more evidence that having all your controls on a screen like that is dangerous, basically as dangerous as texting and driving.
Yeah, that's how it feels. Bad. Yeah.
One expert said it's weird that everyone knows texting and driving is bad, but no one complains about how everyone's using an iPad while driving.
Yeah.
Knobs and buttons are easier to find without looking, something younger drivers are just finding out. So companies have started switching back to them. The switch could be temporary too, though. Hyundai is one of the few companies that hasn't gone all in on touchscreens, but their lead designer says buttons and knobs could go away for good as cars become more autonomous anyway. Once our cars can drive themselves, we don't need to keep our eyes on the road, so having just one screen do everything will be fine.
See, I thought you meant just for the radio, like all the...
Yeah,
yeah, like the phone, entertainment. I didn't, yeah, not the...
Yeah, it's like all of the stuff. I mean, to me, I think you just have to have the big... Because I want it to be a nice big screen, but then also if there's a way to make the buttons at least somewhere...
I think it's controlled by both. Like, I have the option of using the touchscreen or a knob.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think some of the new ones, they were...
Is it new Fords that have screens like this big?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Gigantic.
I think so,
there.
Yeah.
Screens.
A lot of the EV, any kind of EV vehicle, too, that I think it was just like, where are you part of the future? You're part of the future, so...
Want to live to 100? How about 180?
Yes.
Researchers at UC San Diego may have just figured out how to extend our lifespan by over 80%. Now, don't get too excited yet. They haven't tried it on people yet, just yeast.
Oh, just yeast.
But it's worked great with yeast.
Okay.
Could be a big deal, though. Here's a very basic explanation for the whole thing. We age because our cells start breaking down. And a previous study found that happens for two reasons. We get weaker. And our DNA becomes less stable. That's true for yeast cells as well. But they basically rewired and tricked them so those two things wouldn't happen at the same time. Instead, they alternate. They found that when each one got to take little breaks, it slowed down the aging process a lot. The yeast cells lived 82% longer.
Yeah. I watched a podcast where a guy was talking about this kind of stuff and basically just said, just try to live. Just try to live right now because it's around the corner.
Well, can they reverse damage that's been done?
I think they're going to be able to make stuff brand new. Like to go backwards almost.
I want to go backwards.
I know. We all do. anyone old does.
Kids are like, backwards? You nuts?
Yeah, no. I mean, like, I think we're closer to some huge medical stuff than we realize, which is nuts.
For this study, they say it's just proof of concept, but they think the same type of gene therapy will definitely work on human cells as well. Their main concern is, will it be safe? They got to figure that out.
Who cares?
You going to sign up, Chuck?
Who
you wanna
cares?
Be a test participant?
Listen, if you were like of a certain age, don't you think you'd be like,
give it a shot?
Why not?
Like, you come in here one day with you a full know? Head of hair
well,
again.
Say,
and
say like the Bryster or whatever. He's like, yep, I'm 80. I wanna be young again. Da, da, da. He'd get shot up with that love juice. He would.
You're right. He doesn't mind the old testosterone.
He'd be like, yeah, so try it. I'm superhuman. I'm superhuman, boy.
Your dad all of a sudden looks younger
than you.
Oh,
my God.
Bryster! He's running circles around you.
You know any chicks?
I'm not sure that'd be great. But I get what you're saying. People that, you know, are near the end of their life cycle.
Yes, like,
those are the ones that you figure, well, okay, give the, you know, you volunteer.
Try it out.
Be crazy to live to 180.
Oh, my God. As long, though, as...
I just keep going back and forth in my mind of whether I would want that or not. As scared as I am of dying, what would it psychologically mean to live that long?
I don't think I'd want to live that long.
I don't think I would either.
I would love to live that long as everyone's living that long, and as long as, like, you know, my body's not falling apart.
And my mind.
If you're like, yeah, and your mind. Like, if your mind's not going to fall. If they figure out
yeah, I want the people I love to be with me. I don't want to be alone in 180.
Right. I don't want to be the only one. But to me, if, like, everybody's doing it, yeah, let's do it. Everyone's doing it.
And finally, an Ohio high school kid named Gavin Gillig went viral for his medieval-style promposal.
Okay.
It included capes and crowns. He texted the girl's dad in advance to open the front door, and that's when the promposal began. Here's how it played out here in Ohio. This is Gavin and his two friends riding in on an invisible carriage pulled by a hobby horse.
It's incredible horse noises.
Yeah. Sir Gavin Gillig, son of Sir Trevor Gillig, first of his name, destroyer of porcelain, tamer of the beast Chewbacca, slayer of bucks, and scourge to all things that smell nice and clean, cordially invites you, Miss Gianna Mastalasco, to the royal gala filled with fun fellowship and fellow acquaintances on 6th May 2023, the year of our Lord. What is your response, madam?
Yes.
Ah, wonderful. Gentlemen, what?
Crown.
Thank you, sir.
And off they go.
Jesus, huh?
Did that went viral, huh?
Yeah, it did, because I saw it before this.
It would have been better if she had said no.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, if they wanted it to go super viral. Yeah. Well, he'll be getting told no later on May 6th.
Yep.
Zero chance there.
Worked for now, anyways. And she's off to prom with him.
Think he'll have his friend ask for him as well?
Yeah.
For that.
My lady, would you care to sleep with the king?
She said no.
She said no, sir.
We were not prepared for that answer.
We'll take a break when we come back in a moment here. Why are today's two idiot criminals in Australia lucky to be alive? We'll tell you about that right after this.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
quick health note for you. If you need calcium in your diet, a cup of maple syrup has more calcium than a cup of milk.
Except the sugar.
That's the best health choice.
I checked my blood sugar. It's 278.
You get diabetes.
I just drink this maple syrup once a day. I'm as healthy as can be.
Your bones are strong.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Look at how strong these bones are.
Go ahead, hit it with a hammer.
Does everyone on the show think they could drink a cup of syrup?
A cup? I think I'd get very sick right after it. But as long as I had the good stuff that is almost too watery, it's so thin.
A pure maple syrup.
Yeah, it's so thin. But
pure maple syrup. Maple syrup.
Pure maple syrup. What's going on in
there? Maple syrup was a little thick.
No, that's not the case, James.
No.
Pure maple syrup is actually quite thin.
Well, thank goodness for you guys. Set me straight on that. Yeah. I was still going down a bad path.
Pure maple syrup.
Holy cow, I can't believe maple syrup.
Delicious.
I'm going to the cat.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Dave and Chuck the Freak. The idiot criminal of the day.
The fact that this happened near a place called Darwin makes sense. This is how you get filtered out of the gene pool very quick. Cops showed up to arrest four people at a property near Darwin, Australia the other day.
Okay.
They managed to get two of the guys in custody, but the two other guys ran off. And they decided their best bet was to pull a Florida man.
No.
And to jump into a crocodile-infested river.
Oh, it's much worse there.
The river,
yeah.
This one here is known for its significant crocodile population.
Yeah.
And police saw three crocs immediately beeline straight for the guys.
Oh, my God.
Cops had to shoot the crocodiles to stop them from attacking these idiots.
Oh, my God.
Both idiots eventually climbed back out of the river, and they got arrested. It's not clear what they're facing charges for, but it sounds like they were involved in a series of crimes last week where people got into brawls, damaged a cop car, and someone got shot with a crossbow.
Well, we knew you'd make it out of there. You'd get out of the water.
Yeah.
When the cops have to shoot the crocodiles.
Oh, you're just hoping they can shoot. You're just like, please be the cops with the good shots. Because that is not how you want to go.
I wouldn't even want to jump in a pool in Australia. I'd be afraid of anything.
I would look. Yeah. I would at least
Who
look.
Who knows what's in there?
What's in there?
And there's a spider waiting underneath that diving board.
Nope.
The size of your head.
Nope.
Look out. That's going to do it for us here on this Monday morning. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you next time on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
I think everyone should say penis so we can take away the negative power of the word. Yeah? So everybody?
Penis.
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 Thank you for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.